I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I knew what you meant. Steven.
What?
Steven.
What am I missing here?
Steven!
Come on! Daddy?
Crossed over, princess.
Crossed over?
I couldn't go without telling you how sorry I am for all the things I've done. Love you so much. I'll always love you.
Go join your friends, you wiggles.
Are you good?
I hear you're a cop.
That stinks! Some kind of double agent, huh?
Blowing in your buddies.
You're not my buddy.
Oh, breaking my heart.
Yeah, but I saved your life anyway.
Well, who said I was gonna die?
10 cc's of China White, speedballing with pure flake. Wexler was trying to kill you, man.
He figured I was a cop and that I was on to you.
Maybe you and my old man should get together and split the cost of this room.
Ah! Spit off!
Okay, welcome to Waynesville. Pretty on, Garth.
Pretty on, Wayne.
Okay, we've got a new feature on Waynesville this week, which allows us to travel through time and space. It's called Chroma Key, and it's really handy if you want to go to New York. Hey, we're in New York.
I've got a gun. Let's get to a Broadway show.
Hi. I guess kids get this.
Oh, they love
Yo,
it.
Yo, taxi. Or maybe you prefer Hawaii. Mukalakahiki, come on, you want to lay me? Pass the point, mahalo. Gung, chugga, 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 chugga.
Or say you want to go to Texas. Howdy, partners. Let's raise and rope bunkers.
Let's go down to the floor.
Howdy, y'all.
Or imagine being able to be magically whisked away to Delaware. Hi, I'm in Delaware.
Things are good. Ice cream and cake, a ride on a Harley, seeing monkeys in the trees, the rain on my tongue, and the sun shining on my face. These things are a drag. Dust in my hair, holes in my shoes, no money in my pocket, and the sun shining on my face.
That's what I said, Sam. Setting booby traps in case of anybody's following us. Like if we're toddlers, so we can hear them coming.
Okay, hurry up.
Good idea.
Hey, Data, where are you going?
I'm setting booby traps.
You mean booby traps?
That's what I said, booby traps. Quiet. Shh. God, these cops.
under the sea. SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'm Stormont and Yellow and Porous as sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Then drop on the deck and flop on the wheel.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Sorry, kid. I don't believe in fairy tales.
Oh, my God. Wizard Master. Hey! Hello, everyone. It's Friday, and you know what that means. It's time for Nowhere in Mulberry. Oh, I timed that perfectly. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. It is I, the J-Strom, here with the film, television, and pop culture live show / podcast, because we record the show, and when it's over, we podcast it, and then you can listen to it. Oh, wait, someone's here putting their headset on. Who could this be?
Oh, gee, I wonder who.
Hey, Steven! Boy. Hey, how's it going, Steven?
Just fine.
I was all ready to play my crickets. I was going to go, hey, Steven, where are you? And nothing. But, hey, it's Steven the Pop Culture Zealot, everyone! Hey!
Hey,
how you doing, Steven?
I pulled a bill, I took a nap, and I woke up late.
excuse me, what?
We also
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Steven, are drugs involved? That's what I want to know. Anybody who naps that much?
10 cc's of China White, speedballing with pure flake.
Oh my God, I knew it.
So, yeah,
it's not the 10 cc's of China White that's the problem. It's the speedballing with pure flake.
I'm going to have to slap Steven to get him out of it, Bill.
Ah! Spit off!
There's that great 21.
Maybe you and Steven's dad can share the cost of the hospital room.
Yeah, the intervention. Hey, it's Mulberry Bill. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good.
How are you doing this week? Hey, this week we're not all crazy and insane. It kind of led to a manic show, didn't it?
But it did. It did.
But still, I was talking to Andy of Apocalypse Hollywood about how many clips are made for the show. And I'm going to say 50 or something like that. And he was talking about how insane I am. And yes, it is insane. It's like
Andy is much more insane than you are.
I'm sure he prepares a shitload of clips for his shows. But I do it all for like one evening. That's what's crazy, isn't it? But you wouldn't have great sounds like this.
10 cc's of China White, speedballing with pure flake.
Yeah, stuff like that. But anyway, hey, Bill, wake up.
Spit up!
Do it again. Do it again.
What does he say there? Like, spit up or what?
Spit off!
Spit off? What?
I don't know.
Spit up.
That kid, he's just not a really good actor, is he? I mean, seriously.
Neither is Johnny Depp there.
Breaking my heart.
Oh,
now that's nice.
What a smart ass. God.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
A Starbuck clip from a few weeks ago.
Applause,
applause, applause,
applause. hey, everyone, welcome to the show. If you've never listened to our show before, we talk about the week's TV shows that we like. We don't talk about every show that's on TV. We talk about films that are going to be released and DVDs every week. Go ahead and open it, Steven. Just open it.
What is he doing?
He's opening.
I'm opening
something.
A little, little
snack. Steven.
Snack.
Honey buns?
No, it's actually a Nutri-Grain bar.
Nice.
A little healthier.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Those are much healthier than honey buns.
Hey. Yeah. Come on. It makes you regular, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
That's what Steven's eating it for. He's got the shits.
No, he doesn't have them. That's why he's eating it, right?
Oh,
no, wait. Yeah, you had it right.
He needs to be blocked up.
I was confused.
Eat some cheese with that.
Blow it in your buddies.
Huh? Okay, well, anyway, I have some things I want to get to on the show, first of all. Bill, I was doing something kind of silly. Remember when we first started the show, how it was exciting to see, you know, I actually did this. We'd post a show, say like episode four or five or something like that. Then I go to all the different podcast sites to see when the show would appear. Oh, it's working there. Okay, now let me go to Podcast Alley. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's great. Oh, let me go to iTunes. You know what I mean? And yes. After a while, you lose interest and stuff like that. Hell, I don't even look at stats anymore. I just don't care. I just do the show, put it out, and all that other stuff you lose interest in. It doesn't matter anymore. It's just because really, you're never going to see the right amount of stats that you want to see. I'm even betting someone who gets, say, 500,000 listeners is still like, come on, man. Are you serious? How long until I break a million here? Jesus. You know, something like that. But anyway, I noticed, like, looking at the iTunes podcast page, you know, you go to the iTunes store and you click on podcasts, and then it goes to podcasts, and then you click on TV film. That's the section we're in. You look at all these featured podcasts. Of course, you have Film Spotting there, right? Mm. But you also have shows for, like, a Smallville podcast. You have a Heroes podcast. You have
I still can't believe there's a Smallville podcast.
Yeah, it's called the House of L podcast. You also have... I'm not joking.
The House of L.
You also have, you know, you have Heroes, Smallville, Battlestar Galactica, Lost... And I was thinking, why are all these guys featured here? We talk about all those shows on one show, okay?
Yeah.
We talk about Hell's Kitchen. I think there's a Hell's Kitchen cast, too. Celebrity Apprentice. Come on, we talk about all that stuff.
If we specialized in one.
Right, that's the thing.
And they could pigeonhole, you could get pigeonholed into one.
We don't do that. And you know what I was even thinking about? Even if I wanted to, I couldn't, it wouldn't hold my interest. Can you imagine us talking, okay, guys, another Dollhouse. Well, let's talk about Dollhouse.
No,
and,
you know,
okay, the show's over. It's been 15 minutes.
What would our Dollhouse show be called?
I'd call it Doll Hizzle, probably, something
I'd
like that.
Call it Did I Fall Asleep?
No, let's call it Sleepcast.
Sleepcast.
Every episode we wake up and we have amnesia, don't know why we're there. Something's recording. I think we're doing a show, but I don't remember why.
Nice.
What are we going to talk about? But, yeah. So anyway, what I'm saying is...
Let me program you for the show.
Yeah. If you find us on iTunes, know we're a Mulberry. We've got about 9 reviews. I'm going to say one doesn't count because it's Bill.
Yeah. I don't even remember doing that.
That had to have been, like, way back in the day. But I'm going to ask our listeners to do this. We don't ask much of you, do we? I don't ask you to go to Podcast Alley every month and vote. I could care less. But I would like for all of our listeners to go to iTunes right now, or wait till after the show, or you can do it right now, and review our show. Put on there what you think of the show, good or bad. Just review us, and let's get more than... we're going on 4 years, people, and we've got like 8 reviews. I mean, come on. And I can even see by our stats that most people get the show from iTunes. So iTunes is the only place that matters, okay? No offense to the podcast pickle. Does that place still exist or whatever?
The podcast pickle.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. But seriously, 4 years and we haven't got that many reviews on iTunes. Come on, people.
Oh, breaking my heart.
All right, I'm going to slap you, kid, if you keep saying that, all right? All right. So anyway, what I'm asking, go to iTunes, review Nowhere in Mulberry. It'll be great. And I'm hoping for 200 by next week, Bill.
Nice. That's
it's quite
that
a
might
number.
Be a little
it?
Too much.
No, come on.
If you get more reviews, does that put you like higher up in their stats or anything?
The theory is that it might bump you up to the featured page. I don't know, but
theory.
Nice.
Yeah, in theory, but I'm
that's
what
excellent
I'm,
theory.
What I'm just saying here is, for myself, who knows that people enjoy the show, I want to be able to look and see our listeners did this for us. Those are great guys. Wouldn't that be nice, Bill?
That would be nice, but it won't happen.
Blowing in your buddies.
Yeah, I want some blowing in our buddies.
What?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means, okay? But I need to do some drugs, Bill.
10 cc's of China White, speedballing with pure flake.
Yeah, exactly. I like flakes, you know, frosted flakes.
They're great.
Now, we have a voicemail here. Let's check it out.
Ooh, run by town.
Oh, no.
Who run for town?
Master Blaster?
Who run for town?
Master Blaster.
Embargo on.
Embargo.
Embargo.
One man enter, two men. Wait. One man enter, two men leave. Two men.
Enter.
Damn it. What did two men enter, one man leave? I say you've broken the law. God damn it.
Okay. Well, it's nice to hear from Eugene again, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is he doing his sleep calling again?
I guess so.
That was his Thunderdome dream.
So what do you guys say we get into entertainment? Let's do it! Now, Bill, a couple of good movies came out this week.
Ah!
Oh.
Spit off!
I don't even know if they're good, but Adventureland came out.
The reason I'm interested in that is because they shot it at Kennywood, which is the theme park in West Mifflin, just outside Pittsburgh, that would go to a couple times a year as a kid. I haven't been there in probably 10 years. But that place meant a lot to me growing up as a kid, so it'd be cool to see it on film.
Well, you know what? From what I can tell, it looks like one of those kind of, you know, those coming-of-age type movies, or maybe something like the Sasquatch Gang or something when you're that age. And
yeah.
I like those kind of movies, and it's been getting good reviews, so I'm cool. Interested. The other one is Fast Furious, which...
Fast Furious?
Yeah, Fast Furious. Which, you know, it's a Fast and the Furious movie.
It's the fourth movie, but the sequel to the first movie.
Right. See, the problem was, is Vin Diesel screwed it up by not wanting to do anymore at first, you know. So
then he realized that was his career.
It's holy crap, I don't want to be this guy. He's,
You know, maybe I'll consider coming back now that I've made a movie where I was a nanny or whatever that movie was.
Oh, man.
But
worse than that.
But that the big movie that's come out this week isn't in theaters, Bill. It's X-Men Origins Wolverine has been leaked online.
Yes, it has.
Have you heard of that? I mean,
Yes, I watched it.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I watched it. I committed an illegal act.
Ah! Spit off!
Oh. Yeah, I deserved that. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing that Fox, they're really annoyed because anybody who wants it can pretty much get it, right?
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is go on and you could go on to just about any BitTorrent search and find it.
That stinks.
You know, I don't recommend anybody doing that. It's bad.
I don't recommend anybody watching it.
But here's the thing. The movie's not finished, right? You watched the unfinished version, or that's whatever leaked online is an unfinished version of the film, right?
Well, some of the special effects are not finished.
Right, but is the movie finished? I mean, like scenes?
I think it's pretty much locked. Yeah, a lot of the scenes are done.
Is there music in it? Or
yeah, there's a lot of the music is in it. I think some of it's temp. But,
I'm curious, why would you want to watch a movie in that condition? I mean, why would you not want to watch
the quality was too good to pass up. I mean, it's a direct DVD rip.
So it's just like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. Might as well
check. So this version of the film you saw, is it pretty much...
Oh, it's atrocious.
Is it like X-Men 3 bad? Or
yeah, it's X-Men 3 worse than bad.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is bad. This movie, it meanders. It's like an hour and, it's like an hour and a half, maybe a little longer, but it feels like 4 hours. It just,
Let me ask you this, but also you're watching it on a monitor. Maybe you're not like in that
movie. No, I watched it out in the living room on my big screen.
You watch it in the living room?
Yeah, no. on my big screen TV, burned it to DVD.
But what if it's not the complete version, though? That you watch. Maybe, what if they can, does it look like they can?
I don't care how many edits you make to this thing. It's bad. You can't fix something that's this bad.
Really? Are you disappointed in what the director did? You know, and honestly, I hate to do that. Like, you know, a lot of times people blame the director for everything. Much like Spider-Man 3, oh, Raimi has lost his way or whatever. But
that wasn't Raimi.
There's
that
so much studio interference these days, especially everything you hear from Fox is just like it's hell to work for them. You know, I don't know if it is, but that's what it sounds like, doesn't it? So is
yeah,
it even it does. The director?
Tom Rothman's an idiot.
Is it even the director's fault if something turns out bad? That
well, what's funny now that the movie's leaked and people have seen it, they're like on this. And people know it's bad. They're on this repair thing where this director, Gavin Hood, saying, no, I never had any problem with Tom Rothman. The internet's, you know, people are just making up stories. I've got no problem with him. But
you know what?
Maybe he didn't.
You
but
know,
it
honestly,
doesn't say much for his directing or the writing that's involved with this movie.
You know what?
Because the story's just terrible.
You know what? Honestly, instead of doing the thing where they'll do the screenings where they'll, you know, fill out cards like, here's what I thought of it or whatever, just yeah. start leaking movies online and then you'll get comments on it for free. You don't
exactly.
have to, like, pay for screenings and then bring the people in and then, okay, what did you think about
and
this
part? And it's going to be the diehard kind of comic
it'll
book
be your
fans.
Audience.
Yeah.
Because your audience wants to see it and they're going to go download it. And if it is really good, honestly, Bill, let me ask you this. If, okay, say Wolverine blew you out of the water, what you just saw, and you're like, oh, wouldn't you be like, oh, man, I can't wait till this comes to theaters. I'm going to go see it?
Yeah, I would want to see the finished version with the complete special effects and all that stuff.
There's
sure,
not even,
yeah.
Is there any special effects in it, or are they just like acting going, oh, and there's like
no,
nothing
there's,
there?
No, there's a lot of stuff that's done.
Oh, okay.
You but, know, there's the bits you see in the trailers. Some of it is still, you know, looks like an old Tron type
right.
special effects, you know, just laying stuff out like this is what this is going to be, this is what that's going to be sort
right.
of thing. Some of it's unfinished, but you understand what's going on, and a lot of the effects are complete.
But doesn't that – I mean, okay, say it did turn out to be good. Wouldn't that have ruined the experience for you because you've seen this version?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not that type of person. I can enjoy a movie more the second time than I can the first time. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it's Wolverine, for crying out
loud.
Doesn't
matter if it's not finished, or...
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, if had the film... You ended up not liking it, thinking it was atrocious, but what if it had been really good and you watched the unfinished version?
Then I would be excited to see the finished version.
No, what I'm saying is, when you get that film experience of sitting down in a theater and experience a film the first time, wouldn't you rather have that than to watch it unfinished?
Quite frankly, there is no film experience anymore. I mean, you go to a multiplex and you've got people screaming, yelling, laughing. I mean, I'm more of a loner. I like to watch stuff alone in my house, in my home theater. And I don't think that going to see it in the theater would have made it any better the first time around.
Okay. So you're basically saying the theater experience is dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Steven, you have any questions?
No, I think
I didn't mean to turn this into...
No, I interrupted when I thought I had a question.
What are you talking about?
I asked something a while ago about it.
Why are you getting defensive? What did I do?
You were asking me
do you have any questions for Bill?
I said no, I already asked him.
When did you ask something? Do you remember that, Bill?
No, I don't.
No, I interrupted.
Hey,
maybe I didn't. I may have interjected something. I didn't know that I asked something, but.
Yeah. No, all I was saying was, do you have any questions for Bill? I wasn't saying, like, Steven, would you like to ask a question, maybe? Would you like to participate? No, I wasn't saying that or whatever. But, yeah, anyway, Bill, I wasn't giving you the third degree. I was just asking questions, right?
No, I was
going into the mentality of someone who would download a movie and watch it like that. That's what I was wanting to know.
And there was a question in the chat room if there were any placeholders in it. No, the movie is all but complete. There's moments, little moments that just need to be finished here and there or tweaked or the matte. Digital map background needs to be filled in, but that's it. I mean, it's pretty much locked. I mean, it has its opening credits done, its closing credits done, everything.
Interesting. So when is the release date to that?
Sometime in May.
So really, there's going to be a lot of people watch this before it's released.
Yeah.
Wow, who's the asshole?
And I'm telling
really
you, it's terrible. The final battle is just pathetic.
A lot of wire work, wire foo going on there or something?
No, it's mainly all digital. I mean, it's all one long special effect.
Because I'll never forget, you know, X3, I did love the casting of Kelsey Grammer as Beast, but they're jumping through the air on wires and stuff. It's just like, come on, man.
There were a couple cool moments like that where you could still see the wires.
Nice.
That I was like, hey, I actually thought that was kind of cool. Because it's like watching the movie being made, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you see the behind-the-scenes stuff, but you never get to see it on film. You know, it's kind of cool to see how that stuff works with the wire work.
I remember for the longest time when the Tim Burton Batman was coming out, you kept seeing the same scenes over and over again on all the shows, right? And there was one where Batman was like, dun, dun, and he was like kind of swinging, and I saw wires. I was like, dude, I can see wires there. You know, are they going to erase that? That looks bad or whatever. But then when you see the movie, you can still see the wire, but it's because he's on a wire and he does that cutaway where he hits the button on his, utility belt. But I remember seeing that. It's like, oh, man, you can still see the wire there. Wow, they're showing an early shot. But then when you see the movie, oh, wait, they wanted you to see that. But anyway, what the hell am I talking about? Let's go ahead and do What's On our TiVos. Yes. You know what? We're going to go right into Hell's Kitchen this week. What do you guys say? Huh?
Let's do.
Was it great, Hell's Kitchen? Was it not?
It's awesome.
This week, remember, they got rid of Lacey, so what is there, like 7 people left, which is kind of crazy. And this week they did the thing where, what was that? The first thing they did...
They tasted the...
Oh, they made something with King Crab.
King Crab, yeah.
Yeah, remember he starts out asking him chicken, and what do you think we're making? Chicken? No, King Crab. And that girl Andrea put pieces of the crab on the plate as decoration, Bill. You remember that?
Yeah.
It's pretty lame, but...
Well, they all had to make... What was crazy about it is they all had to make their signature dish, what they would do for themselves if they had this ingredient.
Right.
And they all decide which dish they're going to put up, and they put 2 of the worst up.
Yeah.
And nobody has the balls to stand up for their dish, you know. It's like, I really like mine better, but, you know, not just to cause argument.
Yeah, I don't think they didn't have the balls. I think they just didn't want to get bitched at by Ramsay.
Yeah.
No. The one guy said that he thought his was better than the young guy. I don't remember his name, but he's the one who's wound up winning.
Danny, Bobby,
Danny.
And
yeah,
Ben.
Danny.
The guys won, and they they went to the beach and rode around on those. What are those things
Segways.
Called? Segways. Except poor Bobby couldn't. He had to ride a. Was that a Harley bike or something?
Yeah, it was like a chopper bike.
It's like one
chopper,
of those chopper
bicycle.
Bikes.
He was like, once again, I'm left out. Poor guy. And Gordon Ramsay, what was he doing?
he was just being real goofy.
He's just being a goofy.
Flying around, getting launched off of the
That's the way
Segway.
He is in real life, isn't it? He's just a goofball. He knows how to have fun when he's away from work.
Yeah, you have to have that levity whenever you're.
Because I guarantee you that's a stressful business to be in.
Definitely.
Especially Hell's Kitchen. Have you seen his office? He's got a lot of work to do.
he's always sorting through papers.
Yeah, stapling.
He's got a lot of collating to do.
But here, what they have to do is come up with their own menus. They do it every season, I believe. And here's where they come up with menus, and we see how talented Ben is. Let's check it out.
Chef Ramsay has something important to tell them.
Right, good morning.
Morning, Chef.
For the first time so far in Hell's Kitchen, each team will be responsible for their own menu.
Wow. You go head-to-head for the very first time.
Wow.
3 appetizers, 3 entrees, and 3 desserts. I want true fine dining, stunning dishes. Both teams, upstairs, and come up with a creative, exciting menu ahead of tonight's dinner service.
Ben quickly takes charge of the blue team.
Baby roasted red beets.
Like a goat cheese crostini or something like that?
Absolutely.
That sounds
crostini.
Great.
So herb citrus salad with crusted goat cheese?
With the freedom to create anything they want.
What about a carpaccio?
I'm going to do like a carpaccio or something.
The team's menus are surprisingly similar.
What about having a fatty steak on there?
My suggestion is a big piece of red meat.
Definitely halibut is just, amazing fish.
I'm thinking halibut, gentlemen. And I think that if we go ahead and we take a halibut and we really try and go out there and do a method, let's say, for instance, a shallow
poached Alaskan halibut with palm fondant.
Neither one of them are used to doing, you know, refined methods of cooking.
Palm fondant, like, I mean...
Palm fondant is going to be something that's done very old school French.
I've worked in a lot of kitchens, but some of these terms that Ben says, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Palm fondant.
Palm fondant.
The beautiful potatoes fondant. And pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant.
I'll never want to hear the term pomme fondant again. I don't even know what it is.
Shallow poached Alaskan halibut with confit tomatoes and pomme fondant, comma, natural poaching liquid.
Wow.
What do you think?
Wow.
Crickets. I wouldn't order that.
Sounds good.
Where's the pomme fondant?
That's it, chef.
I thought pomme fondant was cooked in butter. Nicely done. A pomme fondant.
Yes.
Butter?
Yeah.
Fired. Nicely colored.
I blanched them, chef. I'm sorry.
You blanched them?
Yes, I did. Sorry, chef.
Wow. Pomme fondant means something completely different to him.
Is a pomme fondant in America the same as a pomme fondant in Europe?
Yes, it is. Chef Ramsay's entire vocabulary
yes, it is
completely foreign to me. He's foreign to me.
How can that be a pomme fondant? Just taste that, you. If that's a pomme fondant, yeah, then I'm the pope.
Ben is all about these fancy terms or whatever, but I guess it's not even a pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant, my ass. It looks like a school dinner. Do something about it.
All right, let's just do the whole thing. Let's do the whole thing over again.
And what were those things Carol was making, those potatoes? Her potatoes were all, like, gooey and stuff.
That looked gross.
Yeah, they're supposed to be prepared by the order, and then she wound up doing a big, giant pan full of them or something.
Yeah, and then, okay, there's also this moment where it hasn't happened in a while. Since I remember there was one season where a lady was trying to get Gordon Ramsay's attention, and he said to get her boobs off the hot plate. Remember that?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and check this out where this woman, and what the hell is she doing? She looks kind of crazed, like kind of insane.
I think she was. She had gotten her second dish back, and it was exactly... I think
she's like, this is the same plated meal or whatever. I'm going to talk to Gordon Ramsay. Let's see what she says.
Meanwhile, one red diner is still not enjoying her appetizer.
It's the same damn thing. He plated the same thing.
You know the guy's wife is all beaten down. So the guy's husband. Never mind.
Oh, get it straight. One beef salad, entree. One back on New York steak.
Yes, chef.
Yes, madam.
Totally flat, no flavor. Second time I've had.
Okay, thank you. Hey, get the veal on, please. Yes, let's go.
Chef.
Right. Don't whistle at me. I'm not your dog. Yeah, you look more like a dog than I do.
Nice.
Off with you. Fresh beef carpaccio now. Yes. I'm gonna get whistled at. Come here, boy. Sit down.
Thank you.
Did you hear her whistling at me, that lady? Give that to the dog, yes? Put a lead on it in case she runs off with the plate. Let's go.
He told me to F off. What did you think he was going to do, dumbass? You're getting the meal for free, and you're an actress anyway, probably.
I know. She wants a little extra screen time on
I'm
the show.
I'm going to go get some screen time. I'll get my SAG card. What is it? She goes, hey, chef! Like that? What the hell was that? But
it's the only way to get his attention is to yell.
Let's go ahead and do a pomme fondant medley. Let's check it out.
Pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant, like...
Pomme fondant. Pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant.
Fondant. And pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant.
I'll never want to hear the term pomme fondant again. I don't even know what it is.
What the... And pomme fondant.
Where's the pomme fondant? I thought pomme fondant was cooked in butter. Nicely done.
Pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant means something completely different to him.
Is a pomme fondant in America the same as a pomme fondant in Europe?
Yes.
Be a pomme fondant. Just taste that, you. If that's a pomme fondant, yeah, then I'm the pope.
I guess it's not even a pomme fondant.
Pomme fondant, my ass.
So there's a pomme fondant and a pomme fondant? Is that what Ben is trying to say?
It's the same thing, no matter what. Pomme fondant is basically potatoes, pomme fondant. And fondant is just the way of cooking it. You take potato, you cook it in a shitload of butter, and you finish it with chicken stock.
I love the way he explains what it means. Pomme, meaning this.
Yeah, I mean, he's an idiot.
The guy's
a complete idiot.
You put some sort of cream sauce on it or something?
No, it's potatoes cooked in butter. You brown them in the butter. And then you finish them with the chicken stock, and it, like, soaks the butter and the chicken stock up, and it's almost like like mashed potatoes. It's so silky whenever you eat it. I've had it a couple times at like a steakhouse instead of a baked potato on the side to get pomme fondant.
Well, I love that Ben is like, well, he doesn't know of the same version I do. He's from, you know, he's from England or Europe or whatever he's from. He's a foreigner.
Ben knows the Chicago version.
Yeah. So anyway, what's funny is Carol ends up being the one to get eliminated because even though she's on the winning team,
yeah,
like her team wins, but still she sucks so bad that
she's worse than Bobby or Ben.
Yeah, what I think is funny is he tells Danny, you need to go decide which one of these, and he's debating over it. But the whole time, isn't he thinking, he always has two people up there. He's going to make them both go up. I would have just said, I can't decide or something. I don't know. Maybe he wants somebody who decides. I don't know what the hell.
Well, I mean, if he had to pick two people from his team, he only have two people left on his team.
Yeah, Bobby or Ben. You just have to pick whichever. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Like, that Carol had it coming for a long time.
There's a part where Gordon Ramsay's yelling at Carol, and he's like, when is this going to be done? She goes, I don't know, about 10 minutes. Oh, what? About 10 minutes? Oh, everybody. He goes, I have an announcement. There's 10 minutes. And they do that music. And I swear, when he's doing that and standing up, if you look at the people right in front of him, they don't even turn their heads towards him. But they do a cutaway of people like, oh my God, they're sticking their heads up. Jesus, what the hell's going on over there?
Yeah,
but if
the editing is terrific. But I love the editing on
those
this
people
show.
On that front row of tables right there, they don't even turn their attention to him.
No.
They can't even hear him, whatever he's doing. But they make it like, attention, everyone, ding, 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 this lady right here. But all of it's bullshit or whatever. It's just so hilarious. I love how they do that.
It's like they don't even care about continuity in the editing.
Well, did you even... I don't know if you guys watched this part, but when it first begins, they go, previously on Hell's Kitchen. And it goes, which one of you would like to sit out of the palate tasting? And that chick from last week, LA, goes, I do. And it goes, you know, like a freeze frame on her. I do, like, like, oh my God, that's what got her kicked off the show or whatever. They do it in this, like, dramatic horror movie way, and I was like, what the hell was that? I mean, good Lord, I don't understand.
Just,
breaking my heart.
Ugh. So, okay, let's get right into Celebrity Apprentice, huh? This is the best episode yet, right? The most train wrecks in an episode. They're running the Lowe's, not movie chain, they're running Lowe's hotel, right?
Yeah, the Regency, Lowe's Regency.
It's really fancy.
It's fancier.
They've got the men and the women doing stuff. And the funniest thing is Joan Rivers is the concierge. And the thing is, Dennis Rodman is the project manager. And the guy is so weird. He's just such a strange dude, man.
Yeah, he started out so excited.
He's like, I've been there so many times. I know exactly how that place is run. I know what's going on. And everything seems fine. He's like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to decorate the rooms like this. And then he orders like two drinks and they do that.
Dun, dun, dun.
And he has... You notice he always orders two drinks at once?
Well, yeah, he's got to shotgun them.
I had two vodka and cranberries, and all of a sudden he starts getting drunker and drunker, and he does some weird shit, like leaving with the gay couple.
With all the gays in this episode?
I know, he's like, I'm going to go to dinner with you. Let's go ahead, that's an interesting question. Let's go ahead and check this out. And they had kind of a pomme fondant moment in this with the Acacia Chardonnay. A case of Chardonnay. Let's go ahead and check this out. And yes, there are quite a few gays on here.
Every time the phone rang, it was something totally different.
Concierge, Miss Rivers.
Well, we were hoping for a peep show.
I will let you know.
A peep show.
Oh, nice. Is this Philip Glass?
Good afternoon. This is Brian at the concierge desk. How can I help you?
Okay, Brian. Hi, it's Dan DeBenedetto, 831.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. No wine for an hour.
Well, I'm trying to find the Acacia.
It's on the menu.
Okay. Got you covered. Thanks.
I brought you two gifts.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you? It's on the menu.
And somebody to drink it with.
Yeah, mommy.
My job was room service.
I spend 10, 11 months a year in hotels, and I know how difficult of a customer
I am. This is the tennis player chick, right? Or the golf player.
I've never seen the service side before. I've always wanted to see how it really works.
Welcome.
It's just a room of gays.
We ended up having a party in the room. There were five or six. These guests had a lot of special requests.
And she was really bad at her job.
One glass, ice, and champagne. What else can I?
What about bathrobes?
Yeah, they're in the closet. Would you guys like another bathrobe?
We have one more, would be great.
Sure. Are you asking if we want another bathroom? Bathrobe. I have another. Thank you.
Yeah, really hard.
That's your adorable anyway.
We love.
I love the music on the show.
We didn't order this.
You didn't know what
you ordered
a case of Chardonnay.
A case of Chardonnay?
No, a case of
Chardonnay. I ordered a case of Chardonnay. We really want to get loaded.
They got confused. They didn't know what room goes to what. So now I'm just like, oh, I'm totally lost what I'm doing.
Hey, Dennis, they order a case of Chardonnay. They did not order this. They screwed both of these orders.
Okay, now, we'll get a case of Chardonnay.
No, a queso.
Okay, so we need a case of Chardonnay?
A queso. Quesa Chardonnay.
A quesa?
Yes, Chardonnay.
Like a quesa, like a big quesa.
No,
quesa.
A quesa.
A quesa.
Hey, Clint, y'all screwed the order up. A quesa.
They ordered what?
What?
A quesa.
A quesa.
A quesa.
A quesa.
A quesa for a Chardonnay. So put that in right now.
This Chardonnay. A quesa Chardonnay.
They've got it right there with them.
He didn't understand. He didn't get it. It's not that difficult.
Even when you're drunk, you can figure it out.
Two young ladies.
Yeah, really.
Beale sisters are going
to. Oh, this is the best part here.
Oh my God, you're back! Wow, look at those guys.
Look at
those guys. Wow.
Follow me.
Wow, look at that. Wow, you know what, Clint Black, you smell like. Look at your ass.
What?
Rock and roll, yeah.
Smell like a what?
Vegas style, you know what? In New York. The only place in the world you can have a good time besides what? Vegas.
This part was so embarrassing. They're just standing there like.
Do you remember taking those cookies in the box? Let me do it. Dennis.
Oh, he storms off to get the cookies.
I'm sorry, it was a cookie.
Yeah, he's the one that got the cookies.
Here they are right here. Boom. Out the ass. Cookies, out the ass. You want some cookies? What is what? It's all that whatever you need, honey, it's all love. Whatever you need. Boom.
Boom. You're doing a hell of a job, Dennis. I'm out of here.
What's with the... For whom the bell tolls.
I love that. All that Brian McKnight says is, doing a good job, Dennis, and he's just like, I'm out of here. And he walks away and he takes his shirt off, like just walking down the hall. Just completely shirtless. I love the way he says it.
He's like, it's funny. He's like a happy drunk and then he gets really, really angry.
And he's just like one little word that Brian McKnight says to him and that's enough. Yeah, like,
you're
that's
doing
it,
a really good job, Dennis. F you, man.
It's like, you know what? Boom. I'm out of here. And there's just that.
Can't take criticism, man. Can't. Nah.
Damn.
The what? Boardroom, though, was really, really sad.
In New York!
What the hell was that? The guy was in his happy place there for a minute.
I'm out of here.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to criticize you, Dennis. But let's go ahead and check out what Trump does, because you're right. That whole boardroom thing where I almost thought that the guys might have won. Because Dennis Rodman went off with the guys to eat with the restaurant, and they're like, this has been the most fabulous weekend ever. And
the food, we didn't even have to order a thing. The food just kept
and they gave him a 100, and then they showed the gay guys on Joan Riverside, and they're like, that one girl, she was real rude, and there's stains on her carpet. Let's go. It's like,
yeah,
didn't you put the stains on the carpet
because
there?
She didn't want to put up with your gay bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they've got the fag hag in the room. And he's like, you want a bathrobe? Did you say bathroom? Oh.
Yeah, and she just rolls her eyes. Oh, my gosh, she just rolled her eyes. You know, it's just like.
God forbid anybody rolls their eyes at your bullshit.
Well, we were hoping for a peep show.
Ah. Oh, and another thing, Stephen Baldwin and what's that guy's name? Vince what? The guy from Sopranos.
Vincent Pastore.
Yeah, they come in acting like assholes. And I love they put up with all their shit. They get them what they want. Stephen Baldwin's yelling about prices. Vincent Pastore wants certain CDs and all this shit. And then Trump's like, by the way, those guys were there to keep you on your toes. They didn't really have any say in your score. I would have been like, what? What kind of bullshit is that? Yeah. But let's go. Well,
the women all had a, you know, how did they balance out that score?
Yeah.
Maybe without those two douchebags, they would have won.
Yeah, I don't understand what made the men lose. You know, because it seems so close. Every week, whatever task they do, I'm never sure who's going to win. Like, oh, they ran away with it. But it seems like the women just always kick their asses. But let's go ahead and check this out.
I think Dennis has obviously got a drinking problem.
Ooh.
You know, it starts off a little bit funny. But then as it progresses during the day, you know,
it gets sullen.
It gets a little wild, but then it turns to mean, and I think it you know, it clouds his view on things.
Now look, normally I would send the women out, and you're going to go and watch, and you're going to see what happens. In this case, I really don't think there's any need to send people out. And Dennis, you understand.
Phil Jackson said I was the best player.
Yeah, Phil Jackson said what?
I was the best player he's ever coached and whatever.
Wait a minute. Better than Michael Jordan?
Better than Michael Jordan.
This was just painful.
I caused no pain, no anguish, no anything. I can kick anybody's ass at any time.
Why doesn't he kick our ass at being a good person?
I sent you out. I wanted you to prove something.
No answer there.
You didn't prove it. You let me down. You let yourself down. You let your team down. Dennis, you're fired.
Absolutely.
Wow. Painful. And then Dennis Rodman goes on Leno this week. Did you guys see this?
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, he's on Leno. And I was like, oh, I got to see this train wreck. See what he has to say.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey, did you go to rehab yet? What's going on there? No, none of that. Because Dennis is who he is. Actually, in his mind, he didn't do anything wrong. Everyone is just a dick who was on the show.
Right.
They're just a bunch of prima donna assholes, which I'm pretty sure it, from everything I saw, is they just had to put up with him, you know, and his stuff, like just going nuts, yelling shit, you know.
In New York!
Yeah. And what was that bit about Clint Black?
Wow, you know what? You smell like look at your ass.
What is he saying there? You smell like something.
I
look
wonder
at
if
your
he
ass.
Like a like cow turd or something, you know, just.
And I know he didn't like Clint Black, but he's saying that right in front of people, like guests of the hotel. I love that. Let's go ahead and check this great interview out.
Did you enjoy the experience, or was it like grueling? Or
it was. I don't know how to say it, but it's like, God, you got about 14 ass on that show.
Wow. Okay. You know, I think you know exactly how to say it.
Yeah,
who are the guys?
Know,
who are the guys on your team? This is how much I like that show. I don't even know. Well, I got to hear this. It was Brian McKnight, Herschel Walker, Jesse James, Clint Black.
Clint Black. Oh, God.
Didn't get along with Clint?
No, he thought he was just too smart. You know, it's enough to be, you know, intelligent, but damn, don't be a dick while you're doing it.
Now, what did you think of Jesse James? It looks like you guys had kind of a bonding thing there. Jesse's an interesting guy.
I've been
with
Jesse James for a long time from Long Beach, and, you know, it kind of irritated me the fact that he kept saying, you know, my friends don't have money. I said, you married one of the richest on the planet. So I was like, damn, so whatever. I'm out of here.
Who is Jesse James married to?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, yeah.
Oh, okay. I had no idea. Is she really one of the wealthiest women in the world?
I kind of doubt it. But
didn't they even get divorced? I don't know.
Have they? I mean, when was the last time you saw her make a movie?
It's just his point makes no sense. That he's not talking about his wife; he's talking about his friends, right? None of his friends have any money or whatever. So,
yeah, exactly.
He's such a well-spoken person.
It was.
You know what? Just for shits and giggles, let's check out this Acacia Chardonnay medley. What do you say?
No.
Palm Fondant and Acacia.
Acacia Chardonnay.
No, Acacia. They order a case of Chardonnay.
We get a case of Chardonnay.
No, a Acacia.
Okay. So we need a case of Chardonnay?
Acacia Chardonnay.
Acacia?
Yes. Chardonnay.
Like a case, like a big case or a
no,
case?
No, a case.
Those gays want to get smashed.
What?
Acacia.
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 Acacia. for a Chardonnay. So put that in right now.
Acacia Chardonnay.
That guy, he didn't realize he just can't... by ordering that, the guy in the room, he confused the shit out of those people. A case? You want a whole case?
What was that, Herschel Walker?
It also shows how cheap they are. That's like a $10 bottle of wine.
He said, Acacia. Acacia.
How come you can't...
And Brian and I said, Acacia? They were all just saying it over and over again. Acacia. Oh, you want a big old case? And the thing about the cookies, this is so crazy, is they didn't even factor into anything, but... Dennis Rodman's like, I know a place. We're going to go to this bakery, and they make cookies, and they're real good. Come on, let's all go. And they go.
Sounds like Phil Cosby.
They go down there. He's got these great cookies. We're going to decorate them. Everyone's going to love it. And he's like clapping his hands. He's all ready, and they come in with cookies, and Dennis Rodman starts giving them away.
Yeah.
Joan Rivers, you want some cookies? She goes, I'm going to take five of them. And she puts them
on. What happened to that platter.
He
takes the cookies down to the kitchen and said, hey, can you put these on a platter for me? Guy says, yeah, give me an hour. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing ever happens. And those cookies that he gets out of that bin, do you think those are even the same cookies he bought?
No, because he bought...
There was more of them.
50 of them, and that was like a box of like 300.
What the hell is going on? We missed some shit in the editing there, didn't we? That was crazy.
It's like, I know, a lot of the hotels I check into, they're cheaper hotels, you know, obviously. They're not like these, real nice. But
what,
they
like
have,
Motel 6?
No, not it's not that bad. Comfort suites and whatnot. They have, like, they offer cookies, you know. They go to a little place and get a couple dozen cookies, and when you check in, they give you cookies or something. So, I mean, I was like, is that what they're wanting to do, is give away?
Yeah, he didn't know.
But he didn't know what to do with them.
He's just like, we're going to get cookies. It's going to be great. I know this place. They'll set us up. And remember, he's like, we're going to park a Ferrari. Was that what it was?
That was hilarious. I'm going to put two Ferraris outside the hotel. Brian McKnight's like, what the hell does that have to do with it?
Yeah.
We'll see how rich people stay here. Okay.
Wow.
In my dreams, I am the wizard master.
to sum up Celebrity Apprentice, painful. Oh, and I loved at the very end of it, it said, if you have an alcohol problem, call Alcoholics Anonymous.
Because that was basically what it was. It, you know, they said it was kind of like intervention, but it didn't help
it
at
didn't
all.
Help
he
it
just
it
thought
out.
They were all nuts. I'm just drinking, man. I'm having a good time while I'm on television. It doesn't mean that I'm you know, need to go to rehab or some shit, you know?
Wow, you know what? You smell like a look at your ass.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what that means.
Dennis, it's Rodman talk for you smell terrific.
Dennis, I just think maybe you have a drinking problem.
I'm out of here.
Oh, I heard his feelings. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and talk about Dollhouse. You know what it's funny about Dollhouse is we're talking about it every week. How is this happening? It's just there so we can...
La, 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 la.
It's there so we can talk about it, so why not, you know? I mean, seriously.
I don't even know why I watch it, because I don't find Alicia Dushku attractive at all.
Yeah, Eliza Dushku.
Eliza Dushku.
You know, I don't know. There's something about her that I like. I really don't think she's a good actress.
She's horrendous.
Wow.
She's like one of the worst actresses on television.
Oh, my God, you're back. Wow. Look at those guys.
What are you talking about, Dennis?
Look at those guys. Wow.
God, Dennis Rodman's drunk, you guys. We're trying to do a show. This is very uncomfortable. But... Yeah,
a lot of guys do find her attractive.
Yeah, I think she's cute.
Oh no, I'm not saying that.
I mean,
know,
no,
other
that's
people that, aren't allowed to find her attractive.
But
no, that's the number one reason for her getting this show.
Oh yeah,
I don't know about that. I think Joss Whedon likes her a lot. She was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She played Faith, right? I think he's a fan of her acting, or he just thinks she's hot, like you said. I don't know. I mean, you never know, right?
When she was being interviewed on another show, Fox came to her wanting her to do a project, and they wanted her to go to Joss to get him to. So I mean, it wasn't him getting her to be on the show; it was the vice versa.
Right. Maybe that's why, you know, he wanted to get involved. Oh yeah, I love her. You know.
Yeah.
Let's get our old buddies
with,
on the show.
On Buffy together.
Right. So. What I don't even know what we're talking about. So
no, you were saying that how that it was the opposite, that he got her on the show, and it was vice versa.
Or it could, maybe he wanted to work with her.
Yes, it was it was Fred Savage and Judge Reinhold.
Right. What?
Other people will get it. Never mind. Vice versa. Fred Savage.
Yes, I get it. So anyway, back to Dollhouse. What a great episode this week, you guys. There's like this drug and this college, and it made everyone crazy. And Echo, she remembered somehow by seeing on the news that she used to go there. And at first when she said, she kept saying, I have to save him. I thought she needed to save some kind of lab monkey or something. How stupid would that have been? She's like, oh, he's okay.
It's Echo's
like, oh.
In Project X.
Yeah. But another thing is, you know,
I need to save Goliath.
I keep talking about, like, remember Firefly, River was always catatonic and, you know, 2x2 hands of blue and just mumbling shit. Mm. Well, he's always got...
he's got something with...
He's got Echo doing that too, where she's just saying, you know, jabbering nonsense or whatever.
Jibber jabber.
Yeah. And this clip here, she drives up on the to the school on the campus, and they're like, "Ma'am, do you know what you're doing?" She's like, "I don't
is
know."
Is that the worst edit job? When she gets off that bike, she pulls up there, and the next thing you see is like, he's like, boom, she's standing beside the bike instead of showing her get off of it. It's like
her stunt lady got off, stunt man in those stockings. That outfit, what was the point of that? Why would she wear
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, like, did she just get off the job as a streetwalker?
Yeah,
a stripper?
She was just tying up her boyfriend, supposed to do a sex video.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I love that he's like, hey. And what's that guy into? Basically, he wants a chick who's going to do whatever he wants with him, tie him up, film videos, but also really innocent where she's stupid. If he knows that, she's like, what do you want me to do? You know, so that's his dream woman, like his dumbass who's going to do whatever he wants. But when she shows up there and they're like, ma'am, you need to come with us. You're obviously stupid. So she comes in this room and they're going to drug her. And the guy she's having a conversation with seems completely with it. He seems like he's there mentally. He's okay. And why is he listening to the psychopath when she's talking? Listen to this.
The television made me. I had to come here. A shot of what exactly?
You ingested a powerful narcotic. You need to make sure you don't hurt yourself.
Oh, Matt and I don't do drugs. I have somewhere to be, not here.
Just relax.
No!
I don't think she wants to stop.
I'm not on drugs.
Jeez.
What?
The window glass. It's coming for us.
Oh, fine. It's River sitting next to her.
You too.
Don't worry. It wears off. I'm starting to feel normal again. Sort of. The walls stop moving.
I'm not supposed to be here. I have to save him.
Who?
Him.
Oh,
okay. I have to get into Rossum.
The Rossum lab? This is about Owen? What do you know about Rossum?
Just that I have to get into the building.
You know, I think they did this. Put something in the water, using us as guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that we're all nice, neat entries in someone's lab.
Save the guinea pigs.
You know, this many affected, this many hurt.
I like to watch them at Walmart.
We got to videotape them and show them on the internet.
I have to get to the lab.
It's good luck. I mean, it's surrounded by security guards.
Well, I can get in.
I think this guy might win Best Actor Award.
Yeah. I know a way in. I think.
I told you.
This whole clip.
Violence.
This is an Emmy clip, man.
Okay, well, I'll help you. I mean, I know that lab like the back of my hand.
Oh, you sound really animated.
He's got some green arrow acting school.
I want to find evidence.
This guy's just calm, man. He's really chilling, man. He's slipping into the role.
I'm Sam. I think I'm glad I met you.
You think you are? And another thing.
I'm glad I met you.
This guy turns out to be the bad guy. That's what I love. The part where he's like, he's putting like the drug on a rag to put over her mouth. He's like, I'm sorry I have to do this to you.
And the goofy thing is it's passed by touch, and he's putting it in his hand.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
well, he wanted a more direct, you know.
It's like, where's the rubber glove so it doesn't get on your hand?
I mean, I thought the stuff was funny where even Olivia Williams, they were all acting crazy and stuff, but The show is just really silly. It's hard not to go like through the entire show, you know?
It's bad.
Oh, and the part where she's like, I have to find Lily Foundry. He's like, oh, who's she? I don't know. Let's just go walk over here. Lily
I
Foundry.
Think it's an it.
Yeah, look, a manhole. Oh, okay.
That's it.
Oh, that you're really good at that.
It's a Lily Foundry manhole.
I think I'm happy you found that, but I'm not sure. Oh, let's, let's go in there. You know? Wow.
I just have to listen to myself.
Would you like a treatment?
Yeah, I like that. Would you like a treatment? No. Oh, okay.
Which kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, great. We gotta keep watching the show, man. Seriously.
I know, just because it's bad.
This week, Dollhouse The Awakening.
I think and, we've found something worse than Smallville.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Well, no.
But I gotta say this. I'm very entertained by Dollhouse, though. I mean, at
no time... See, that's the thing. I'm entertained watching Dollhouse, but Smallville is just painful.
At no time did I want to turn Dollhouse off. I was just like, I gotta see where this crap is going. I gotta see if it's a monkey she's gonna go save. Seriously. But it wasn't.
But yeah, there's moments of Smallville that I have to actually fast forward.
You know what was funny also? There's a part where in her flashbacks where she's with another couple and they're talking about that lab, what they do to animals. He's like, you're going to set monkeys free and they're going to, you know, infect you with something. You know, he's referencing 28 days later or 28 days. What is it called? What's that movie called?
You had it, 28 days later.
What was the sequel called?
28 weeks later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So,
well, when, you should know you had like five copies of that movie.
I know. When they go to the lab, I love her. She's like, look at these poor animals. And he's like, dude, why do they have jars of babies? And she's like,
yeah.
But she's like, not even
but
listening.
That doesn't matter. It's all about the animals.
She's like,
screw the babies.
Why aren't you videotaping the dogs? He's like, they have jars of babies. Jesus, look. There's babies over here.
But
look at this little puppy. He's so cute. He's got electrodes in his head. F the dog. Look, there's a friggin' infant in a jar. And then he's got pictures of on the computer screen. I guess the lab tech is like, I'll just leave this really important information up. I'm going to go get something to eat.
They were running an important defrag on that screen.
It's like a brain and the shit it's going to do to her brain. And another thing, the guy who's the bad guy, the whole reason he did it to his lab partner is because they're going to sell their drug to... the direct competitor to Rossum Laboratories. And he decided he wanted all the money for himself because his mom, she's not doing well.
No,
so he gave the guy a dose and he ended up killing himself or whatever.
No, his buddy got nervous and decided he wanted out.
Yeah, and what is he doing just trying to scare him or whatever? And he banged his head in the window to death. I mean, how would that scare him? What? Just take the drug and go give it to him without his knowledge. What the hell?
Exactly. The show is dumb. Think about it. You're going to get all confused, and then you're going to turn into a doll and start asking people if you fell asleep.
Seriously.
Wow. You know what? You smell like a Look at your ass.
Oh. And what about, boom, cookies out the ass. I love how you're saying that.
Here they go right here. Boom. Out the ass. Cookies,
out the ass.
You want some cookies? What is one?
No, if they came out of your ass, I don't want one of those
cookies. I would be a very happy person.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Like one night I have Chinese. Well, then, if I had Chinese, would you then get cookie dough?
No, if you went up and bit-slapped Dennis Rodman in the face, would he start whipping your ass, whooping it?
Yes.
Or would he just be like, oh, I'm out of here, you know?
No, I have a feeling that he would beat the living shit out of
him. He probably would.
He just looks like one of those. He looks like one of those angry bulls with that shit in his nose.
I know, but when he takes his glasses off, he looks. You know why he wears his glasses? Because he looks wimpy with his regular face without those big old glasses on. He's got little tiny eyes and he's like kind of squinty or whatever. He just looks like a little. You know, he doesn't look like a tough guy.
He used to wear wedding dresses and stuff.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. But let's go ahead and...
You sure?
No, I know. Oh, let's go ahead and take a break, Steven. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I knew what you meant. Steven.
What?
Steven.
What am I missing here?
Steven. Exactly. Yeah.
It was... What happened?
Was there a helicopter crash, Dennis?
Yeah, just remember, let's all listen to what Echo has to say.
I just have
to listen to myself.
Exactly. We should all follow that wisdom while we take a break. All right, Bell?
Okay.
All right, later, guys. We'll be right back.
We were hoping for a peep show.
Somewhere in space, this may all be happening right now. 20th Century Fox and George Lucas, the man who brought you American Graffiti, now bring you an adventure unlike anything on your planet. Star Wars.
Here they come.
The story of a boy, a girl, and a universe. It's a big, sprawling space saga of rebellion and romance. It's a spectacle, light years ahead of its time.
I am C-3PO, human-cyborg relations, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2.
Hello.
It's an epic of heroes. And aliens from a thousand worlds.
Skywalker X-Wing Pilot from the Star Wars Action Figures Collection, each sold separately.
I'm Jawa. Want to buy a droid?
Sure, what you got?
It's the new R5-D4 and the Power Droid.
So.
And here's Greedo, Han Solo, and Walrus Man.
You've had it now, Solo. Yeah.
Greedo, it's Ben Kenobi and his lightsaber. We're in trouble. Let's get out of here.
Luke Skywalker X-Wing Pilot, R5-D4, Greedo, and other action figures sold separately. New from Kenner.
Empire has been repulsed, but this one defeat will increase its determination to crush the rebellion once and for all. In the continuation of the Star Wars saga, the Empire strikes back, and Luke, Han, and Princess Leia must confront its awesome might. Of the Odyssey, they travel with their faithful friends, droids and Wookiees, to exotic worlds where they meet new alien creatures and evil machines. Culminating in an awesome confrontation between Luke Skywalker and the master of the dark side of the Force, Darth Vader. Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo, C-3PO, R2-D2, Chewbacca, and introducing Lando Calrissian. In the continuation of the Star Wars saga, The Empire Strikes Back, coming next year.
Long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the Star Wars saga began, and Kenner continues the excitement. Tauntaun Hothwampa and action figures each sold separately.
Han Solo, help! It's got Luke!
Wampa!
Watch it, Tauntaun!
Gotcha!
Tauntaun comes with an open belly rescue feature.
You'll be okay, Luke, as soon as I chase away that thing!
Wampa!
Tauntaun Hothwampa and other action figures each sold separately from Kenner's Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back collection.
What a creepy swamp!
It's Kenner's Dagobah action playset. You have to put it together. Action figures each sold separately.
Yoda, I'm stuck!
Fear not, Luke Skywalker. I'll save you.
Now I'll teach you the ways of the Jedi.
With the lightsaber.
Now how to levitate.
I'm trying, Yoda. I did!
Dagobah action playset from Kenner's Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back collection. Action figures each sold separately.
Return
to a galaxy far, far away.
Ready, everybody? Chewie, let's see what this piece of junk can do.
Here we go again.
You will bring Captain Solo and the Wookiee to me.
Return to heroic adventure.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Return to the ultimate confrontation.
Freeze! Oh dear.
I love you.
I know.
Return for the climactic chapter of the Star Wars saga.
Exciting is hardly the word I would choose,
but most of all, return for the fun of it. Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. The Rancor monster has trapped Luke Skywalker. Can he escape the Rancor's claws as the Rancor Keeper and Gamorrean guard look on? Luke's only chance is a stake in the monster's jaw. Will he succeed or fall victim? Only you can decide with Star Wars toys.
I went into the pit, Salacious Crumb.
The next prisoner, Gamorrean guard.
Gladly, Jabba the Hutt.
C-3PO, new Gamorrean guard, and Jabba the Hutt place at Eatso separately.
Excuse me, Mr. Hutt. You've captured my friend. Free him and keep me instead.
That's a sorry tale, but this tale will make you sorrier. Guard, get the rope.
You always get him in the end, Jabba.
Jabba the Hutt place at another action figures, Eatso separately. From Star Wars, Return of the Jedi Collection, new from Kenner.
Oh my God, you're back! Wow, look at those guys. Look at those guys. Wow. Wow. Look at that. Wow. You know what? You smell like a... Look at your ass.
Whoa. God, he turned on us. What the hell? Come on, Dennis. He seemed really like a... You know, he's like, wow, look, they're back. Then he just turns on us. I don't get it, man. I just don't get it.
He's out of here.
Look at those guys. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
What's that? Wow. Why is it? Wow. Wow.
I'm going to go have dinner with some gay men.
Wow. Gay guys. Woo. Yeah. You know what? I love, you know, there's some dream warriors in the intro. And the part where the guy says he crossed over. I think it's just a beautiful scene. You know, he's just...
Crossed over, princess.
Yes, he crossed over. And then it turns out to be Freddy tricking her. That Freddy, he's got some, he's devious.
He's quite the trickster.
Yeah. He's devious. And you know, when I was looking at that, I was like, who wrote this movie on IMDb? And it said, it said Frank Darabont.
Yeah, I asked you that today. I was like, who the hell wrote that shit? Like Frank Darabont. I was like, holy crap.
Because my favorite part is the kid, you know, he's like, you know, I am the wizard master. You know, he's like.
In my dreams, I am the wizard master.
Yeah, he's like this little nerdy kid in a wheelchair. And he goes, my dreams, I can walk. And I am the wizard master. And then there's a part where Freddy is attacking with the giant wheelchair. And the kid gets his strength. He finds his wizard master strength. He's like,
in the name of Lorik, Prince of Elves, demon be gone.
Awesome.
In the name of who?
Lorik.
In the name of Lorik. And
Lo
then,
Jack.
And then his power does nothing to Freddy, and he's just like...
Sorry, kid. I don't believe in fairy tales.
Jesus, he kills an old nerd kid. Oh, that poor kid. Can you believe that? Poor kid.
He shouldn't have depended on Lorik. You can let him down.
Apparently, Lorik's power wasn't strong enough to beat Freddy.
No, he's only a level 18.
Yeah, like it's like Dungeons and Dragons, I guess. He's like, what do we... Okay, here's one character. A kid in a wheelchair, he's really into D&D. Dungeons and Dragons. That'll be awesome. Frank Darabont. That guy's a master.
Stick to directing, buddy.
But okay, let's get right into Heroes. What do you guys say? Seriously. Awesome. Yeah. Whoa. Awesome. No,
it's
seriously.
Heroes. How can it not be awesome?
What I think is funny about when it first began, remember the episode opens and it's Claire and Nathan walking. Where are they? Where could they be? Then a car goes.
They're in Tijuana.
They're in Mexico. Oh, thank you.
What a coincidence.
Thank you, TV show. Woohoo. They're in Mexico. And their whole storyline was just like,
retarded.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's find some money. I'm going to do shots with these teenagers. Where do these kids have all this money to blow for on doing
shots?
$100
each? Rich teenagers.
I mean, that scene was ridiculous. That's the idea he came with? Shoot some dice with him or something.
Did he say $100 a shot?
I know $100 to buy into it, wasn't it? Each guy puts up $100. Whoever
does the most shots.
Before they pass out.
Why wouldn't he think, hey, okay, she can heal herself. She can't get drunk.
Yeah, that's like, what I always... The thing that always drives me nuts on this show is when none of the characters think.
No.
They just do stuff. Hey, what would be funny in the writer's room? Hey, let's have Nathan do a bunch of shots. I love Indiana Jones when Marion does that. Let's do that. And then, you know...
Hey, remember she can't get drunk?
Yeah,
Claire, her body heals.
Hey, yeah.
And I would like all of the writers of Heroes' faces to melt off when they open the...
But the scene,
the Covenant.
Basically the whole thing was he's like, I'm going to take care of everything. Don't worry, Claire. And it comes down to he's really just full of shit, and she calls him on it. I guess that we had to go through all that to get to that. And the other thing, I thought the Siler stuff with the Zeljko Russian guy was, you know, the agent guy. I thought it was entertaining, and they had the shapeshifter. Apparently goes through a lot of pain to shapeshift, doesn't he?
Yeah, why would you bother?
It's like finally shifting. He's like, dude, come on.
I just thought it was funny that they finally worked a shapeshifter into the show.
Yeah, they had the girl who was like an illusionist or whatever. She could create illusions, you know. But this guy, his body actually changed, and Siler wanted that power. Did you like the guy was like, you want that power. It's an escape for you. And that whole scene where he's like, well, I can tell a lot by looking at you, too. Just scenes like that drive me nuts, you know.
It's an escape for NBC not to have to pay
another actor.
This is when Zachary Quinto quits the show. We can just have any actor play Siler.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm stuck in this form. Oh, no. Hey, we conveniently wrote out the actor who played Siler.
It's the new Siler.
Yeah. But
meet the new Siler, same as the old Siler.
I mean, I thought that stuff was kind of funny where the guy took on the agent's form to pick up ladies or whatever, but whatever.
How would you use him to pick up ladies? How's that going?
Hello, I'm Zeljko Ivanic.
This pasty, frail-looking guy who looks like he's ill. And
ball-headed and picking up young chicks in a bar.
Nice. That's the life.
I have money and lots of blow.
But the best part of the whole thing was Peter Petrelli and Mama Petrelli hiding in a church and
they were taking sanctuary.
Taking sanctuary there. And Peter, while he's there, he's like, you know what? I have a word. Can I have a word with you, God, while we're in here? And here's this great scene. And I'm going to go ahead and call this Emmy clip. Let's check it out.
I asked to be extraordinary. And I promised I'd make the world a better place. So when I got my chance, I lived up to my end of the bargain.
Whoa, time out there. What?
Burn.
For what? I'm running for my life. A lot of people are running for their lives.
He's being a little emo here, isn't he?
And they're dying.
He is. It's an emo prayer.
He's getting the emo bangs back, too.
Do you even care what you put people through when they kneel here? Before you.
Cutting off my email bangs.
Even listen.
I know. That's why he's really angry.
And I'm tired of fighting.
You haven't fought anyone for a lot of episodes, dude.
I'm angry at my father.
What would be funny is this would be a jump the shark moment if the show hadn't already jumped the shark. The angry church prayer.
At you. We had a deal.
We had a deal, God.
He's kind of reminding me of
somebody.
You
signed a paper.
It's about time you lived up to your end. Please, just...
Oh, so now you're asking for help?
Show up.
Oh.
After you call me out?
Yeah. What is he talking about? I held up my end of the bargain. I thought I'd make I made the world a better place. It's like, wait. I want God to go, wait. Time out. Yeah. What now?
I had a side of the bargain?
When did you improve anything in life? You did nothing but screw up when you had these awesome powers. He could have any powers of anyone he was around, and he couldn't do anything with it. He was just a jackass.
And he could keep them.
I know, and... Now he's all whining about it, but I love when he's praying. I'm like, wait, he reminds me of somebody who.
Come on, God.
Oh,
me.
I knew it.
For years, I'm asking you why.
Yeah.
Why are the innocent dead and the guilty alive?
I don't know.
Where is justice? Where is punishment?
I have no idea.
Or have you already answered? Have you already said?
I love that.
Here is justice.
Or have you already answered?
Here.
You know, in fact, I believe Davis on Smallville is the same way. He's like, is what I'm doing actually good? Because I'm not getting... he's not answering me, so maybe it's okay what I'm doing.
This was the week of the whiny God prayer.
Yeah, I like that.
Holy shit, the Punisher!
It's him!
Yeah. Holy shit, it's Peter Petrelli! I need that kind of drop. But, that was awesome. So basically at the end, Siler fakes his own death, and now he's working with the agent guy, and he's got the power to shapeshift and that kind of stuff. And what else is going on?
Nothing.
Oh, and Nathan and Claire aren't fighting anymore. Oh, not fighting. She was all like, you were supposed to be my real dad and actually care for me.
Oh, breaking my heart.
Wow, yeah, me too. You know what, Claire? You know what you need?
Ah! Spit off!
Oh, I feel bad now. Poor Claire. Now, let's go ahead and talk about 24, Bill.
Do we have to?
Yes, we have to. Because it was awesome. You know what? I want the show to... Here's what I want. Kiefer Sutherland to die
Who
by the...
Who the hell is calling me?
Huh?
And my phone's ringing. My entire family knows what time on Friday the show is. I mean, if I picked up that phone, you would hear a verbal ass whooping. But I'm not going to pick it up.
No, do it. I want to.
No, because it might be my mom, and that wouldn't be nice.
Bill, stop it!
But I have given her verbal ass whippings before.
Oh my God, Bill!
You're an idiot, woman.
Spit off
20 cc's of China White.
10 cc's of China White, speedballing with pure flake.
All right, what I was going to say is Kiefer, he dies at the end of the season, Jack Bauer does, and it's just the Tony Almeida show after that. What do you think? Awesome.
Yeah.
Because Tony, he's being questioned.
I think it would be the Tony and Renee show.
Tony gives him nothing. He's just sitting there and he goes, dude, we're going to kill you. We're going to torture you. He's like, eh, don't care. It's like, dude, this guy's tough, man. We can't get shit out of
I've
him.
I've been tortured before. So what?
Whatever. And I love, basically, Jack, he's waiting for the test results. Did you like that fake out where, like, the girl hands him, like, a PDA or something? I don't know. And he looks at it and he's like, she's like, open the door. It's fine. So they open the door and they're like, oh, he's okay. So they get to the FBI. She's like, what is he doing? Why isn't he in containment? Oh, is he okay? No, I'm infected. But it's not airborne. I'm not contagious, so I'm going to die.
That's so sweet.
I love that. Oh, Jack, I'm so sorry. But
it's a major deke there.
The best part about this is Slater from Dazed and Confused. what else? Lucas from Empire Records.
yeah.
Rory Cochran. He decides
Speed from CSI Miami.
See, I wasn't even sure if Steven, that's sad that you know that. Steven, seriously. But no, seriously, when he decides to turn against John Voight and he signs a deal, they do that every season on 24. I want to sign a deal and I want the president to sign it. Could they just say, okay, here it is? They don't need to show us anything about it, right, Bill? And they even tried to speed it up. We're like, here, you could digitally do your signature, Miss President. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, that wasn't so bad.
We can use Cisco's WebEx system.
Yeah. But then it turns out that the hangar that he shows them, the drug agent, whatever it is, isn't there. So did Rory Cochrane's character screw them over, or did he get screwed over too? I wasn't sure about that.
No, he screwed them over because he wanted an out, but he still believes in destroying America.
Yeah. But the best part is this sad part where Jack, he wants to go along, but he can't because he's a sick little guy. Let's check it out.
You're mobilized. What's going on?
We got a call from Tony. He's working with an informant inside Starkwood.
We got a location on the weapon. Get ready to stage a raid on the compound.
I want to go.
I can understand why, but I'm sorry. I can't allow it.
Larry, I can help you with this. I'm the only one who's seen the canisters. I know exactly what we're looking for.
I read your debrief. You gave us all the details we need.
Larry, please. I've earned this.
Please! Please!
Jack, I know what you've done today.
No.
The sacrifice you've made. Under any other circumstances, I'd want you out there with us. But
we're putting you on kitchen.
But you need to go in. You need to get your butt into bed, little man, and get some chicken soup in your butt, in your tummy.
I need my best man for this operation.
I told you to go to bed, Jack.
You're right.
Oh,
I've been so selfish.
Really sad.
I always knew it was
that's such solemn
life.
Music.
I'm so sorry, Jack. I'm out of here.
Oh, Rodman's pissed. Jack can't.
No, Rodman's actually going on the raid.
Yeah. So we already know that's what's going to happen. Man. Jack Bauer's going to save all of them, isn't he? Something
yeah,
like
and
that.
He's not going to die because he's already signed for next year, and I think it's in India with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire guy from Slumdog Millionaire.
Whoa, there's a lot of references there. What?
He doesn't die because he's already signed for the 8th season, and his partner is going to be the Slumdog Millionaire guy that played the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the movie.
Oh, okay. Nice. They've already cast for next season? Sweet.
Yeah.
They need to get Dennis Rodman on 24. What do you think?
I think, you know, he hasn't had another good chance since the movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, what was that called?
Wow, you know what? You smell like a look at your ass.
What was that movie called?
Oh, shit, I can't remember.
I'm not in the chat room because they were annoying me, so.
But what I want to see... What I want to see on 24, Bill, Jack's about to get on the chopper. Wait, Jack, we found an antidote. Let me inject you real quick. Oh, thanks. Okay. See you later. Now I'm going to go fly over there. And then it's taken care of. Wouldn't that be great?
I'm sure that's what happens. They find an antidote whenever they find the stuff.
I'm just hoping that we see a lot of gun battles, a lot of, because we need more violence on 24. I don't know what's going on here.
The past 2 weeks, it's been a little too,
yeah, it's like getting ready for something, but
yeah.
I mean, I know we got those guys raiding the, White House and stuff, but I want to see Jack Bauer killing like 30 guys in one episode.
Not just like one or two guys.
Well, we were hoping
and
for
I want very,
show.
Like, detailed death.
Nice. Snap neck, stuff like that. Now
let's
go ahead and talk about Smallville. Because
Double Team, that was the movie.
Double Team, yeah. I gotta see that again just to see if Rodman seems drunk the whole time. Or
and if he has a really horrible speech impediment.
I'm out of here.
Oh, Bill. Hurt his feelings. Okay, so Smallville, this is a Davis-centric episode, and Tess Mercer has figured everything out that Lionel and Lex couldn't.
Yeah, and all in one easy episode.
Yeah, she says, got this book. She's figured out that there was actually two guys who crashed on Earth, and didn't you feel sorry for poor Davis? He got left behind. I mean,
if his dumb ass wouldn't have went and hid.
Yeah exactly. If he wouldn't have went and hid.
Look, there's another one. Another thing is there's those agent guys there. Didn't they notice Martha and Jonathan carrying a baby off? They weren't, like, hiding or anything. Those guys were like, look, there he is. Let's chase him. Didn't they just look to the left and see that couple walking away with a baby?
Yeah, but how would they know that that baby wasn't there? So they just
exactly. Maybe they just stopped to look and see what fell.
Yeah. But wasn't he naked?
Everybody carries around naked babies in Smallville.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, you're right. But I also like the flashbacks to, like, the first episode or whatever, you know? Wasn't it great to see those actors back? Yes. Anyway, yes. I can't even pretend anymore. But my favorite part, I swear we've seen this shot before where, you know, Chloe and Davis are having a good time. He's making her dinner. Then Clark shows up and he's like, I gotta go, Chloe. What about dinner? Whatever. That's punk came over. I'm upset. And he goes out to kill somebody, and then Tess Mercer's there, and she
blows
him.
That always makes him feel better.
Did she like when she blew him up?
Yeah. Like, that's a nice touch. And why do these detonators always have to have, like, LED lights and shit?
A red LED light. No, this is a button you hit when you want it to blow up.
I mean, why does it need that if you're going to have a trigger for it?
So she takes him home, and he's in Darkman bandages. I like that.
Yeah, well, I was like, are they paying homage, or are they just pathetic?
But Clark, they're standing there like, oh, my God, Davis's truck is here. He's been killed, something. No, there's no body in here, ma'am. And Clark's like, oh, my God, Chloe. And he's looking at all the dead bodies buried. But you remember that episode where there was something in the ground killing people? And there's a part where Clark did x-ray vision, and you saw a bunch of dead bodies buried. I'm going to say stock footage. Smallville stock footage.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It was like, oh, dude, let's go back to season 3. I think we got footage of him looking in the ground at dead bodies. All right, we'll just insert it there. So what Chloe, at first, she's frightened of Davis. She's like, no, get away from me. You're a serial killer. And once he explains himself, she's like, oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah. I think I'm going to help you now.
That makes total sense.
And, you know... Also, much like the guy on Dollhouse at the Rossum Laboratories, they leave where they go on the computer monitor, right? They look for on some kind of map quest or something for this lab. And was this the lab, the same one where Clark last season got held hostage by the chief from BSG? And he's like,
I can't friggin' remember.
I was like, where, how did they know what lab to go to? But anyway, he's in there.
Well, I like that she had it up on her laptop, like the whole schematic, and it actually moved.
Yeah.
It's like the pump system and everything. Like, oh no, they're going to pump liquid kryptonite.
I know, that was awesome. Let's go ahead and check this out. This is a really good scene here, I'm going to say. Emmy worthy. This whole episode is.
Chloe, what are you doing?
It's my life, Clark. I can take it if I choose.
Davis, don't be a martyr.
That's not what this is, Clark.
Where did he pull that out of his head?
Don't be a martyr.
I can't live with myself.
What is he a martyr for?
Yeah, it made
everything that's happened to you is because of me. All right, we should have been brothers.
That would have been a good show.
Davis, you didn't have a home.
It's like Perfect Strangers.
Brothers and me.
Which one would have been Valky, though?
What it would have been like if the Luthers had found me in that field.
Definitely.
I could have turned out differently.
But you didn't. You were destined to have the better life. And no matter how hard we try to fight it, we will always return to our true nature.
Exactly. Huh?
Chloe, pull the lever. Let me end this.
No, pull the lever now.
This is not set in stone.
Enough, Clark.
You know that you should let me die. Davis, there has to be something in your life. Something that is worth giving it one more try.
It isn't
Chloe.
Always about.
Not even Chloe.
Where your heart is.
He doesn't want Jimmy sloppy seconds.
What are you going to do?
But did they even do that? Their wedding night, he was in the hospital. They've never consummated their marriage.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Oh my God. You know, does that mean Clark's like, Davis, open up. You obviously need medical assistance.
Davis, I can't break through this plexiglass. It's so strong.
It's made out of Lexan.
So basically, Doomsday in the comics, he can die, but he comes back and he's immune to whatever killed him, right?
Yeah.
So they killed him with kryptonite, and now kryptonite just made him stronger, so he can't die. And I like that end scene with Chloe. He's like, stay with me, Chloe. It's the only way. And she's like, door lock. So are they just going to live in the basement, or whatever?
Maybe she's going to try to kill him over and over again.
Yeah. I'm going to kill you Doomsday with a gun. Now I've got a net.
Doomsday can't break through Leon. Bolt locks.
But I thought it was funny that Tess Mercer kept bringing up Judas and Jesus to everybody. She's like, now, Jesus wouldn't have been Jesus without Judas, and I think he's your Judas, so you need to get into a big fight with him. That's the only way you can become Superman.
And then basically. Then he needs to go hang himself.
What I think's funny about Smallville is they're never going to turn him into Superman until they know the end date of the show, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's just not going to happen. But, yeah. I think in 2 weeks, Smallville comes back and Lois is a superhero or something.
What else is
Stiletto.
New?
Stiletto.
Yeah, Stiletto. So we'll talk about that in 2 weeks. But let's go ahead and talk about Lost. All right? That'll be great. Yeah, you're right. Smallville really is stupid.
Yeah, it is. It's insanely dumb.
Wow. Good Lord.
Ah! Spit off!
What I don't understand, why does Clark bust in like that? He goes, don't be a martyr. He's like, dude, you didn't even hear the conversation. You don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
He's like, I'm a serial killer. I'm compelled to kill, and I
Clark
can't stop.
Clark never assumed.
You're a martyr for
serial
killers.
Ass out of you.
Oh, man.
He's obviously got a drinking problem.
I agree, Jesse. Clark has
I'm
a drinking problem.
I'm waiting for that special episode of Smallville. Where Clark. It's a drinking problem.
Clark, you have a stupid problem.
You can't fly drunk, Clark.
So, this whole episode, you know, last week, Saeed, he shot little Ben. Now they're trying to help little Ben save his
little
life.
Little Ben!
What's funny about this is, you know, there's this conversation between Hurley and Miles, and really it is confusing. You're wondering, are they...
But I loved the way they handled it.
Right.
It was cracking me up.
Like, are they causing who Ben is? Or if they don't do anything, will that cause who he is? Or will it change who he is? It's just really confusing. Let's go ahead and check this out. I thought this was pretty funny.
What the hell are you doing, Tubby?
Checking to see if I'm disappearing.
What?
Back to the Future, man. We came back in time to the island and changed stuff. So if little Ben dies, he'll never grow up to be Big Ben, who's the one who made us come back here in the first place. Which means we can't be here, and therefore, dude, we don't exist.
You're an idiot.
Am I?
Yeah. It doesn't work like that. You can't change anything. Your maniac Iraqi buddy shot Linus. That is what always happened. It's just, we never experienced how it all turns out.
It was really confusing.
Yeah, well, get used to it. But the good news is that Linus didn't die. So that means the kid can't either. He'll be fine.
Didn't look like he was going to be fine. What if you're wrong?
Well, if I'm wrong, then I guess we all stop existing and... None of it matters anyway, then, does it?
Let me get this straight. All this already happened.
Yes.
So, this conversation we're having right now, we already had it.
Yes!
Then what am I going to say next?
I don't know.
Ha! Then your theory is wrong.
For the thousandth time, you dingbat. The conversation already happened, but not for you and me. For you and me... It's happening right now.
Okay, answer me this. If all this already happened to me, then why don't I remember any of it?
Because once Ben turned that wheel, time isn't a straight line for us anymore. Our experiences in the past and the future occurred before these experiences right now.
Say that again?
Shoot me. Please. Please.
Aha! I can't shoot you, because if you die in 1977, then you'll never come back to the island on the freighter 30 years from now.
I can die, because I've already come to the island on the freighter. Any of us can die, because
This is our present.
But you said Ben couldn't die because he still has to grow up and become the leader of the others.
Because this is his past.
But when we first captured Ben and Saeed, like, tortured him, then why wouldn't he remember getting shot by that same guy when he was a kid?
Huh. Hadn't thought of that.
Huh.
But how does he know that Ben doesn't remember? Because Ben doesn't tell anybody anything.
Yeah, but they exactly. wrap it up at the end with a nice little bow.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if Ben, when Ben tells Saeed, he goes, "You're a killer, Saeed. That's what you are." It's almost like hinting that I know that because you shot me when I was a little kid. You know, you could, you know, think that. I don't know. But
no,
also,
because Richard Alpert said he wouldn't remember any of it whenever right. he took him to the, you know, the ancient
fixed.
Idol place thing.
Yeah, what is that shit about? He takes him to that place, the...
He took him to the smoke monster.
Right, the place that they call the temple.
Yeah.
And it'll take all of his innocence away. So I want to know what the hell that is all about.
It's going to rape him.
But I'm also wondering about the their theories, because they said, well, Daniel said this, and I can't wait till they show the Daniel episode. You know,
I'm all for a Ben episode. I don't want another Kate episode for a long time, because I cannot stand her.
I think they, yeah, this is her one this season. But the stuff about Daniel is, what if, aren't they just theories, or does he know for sure? You know what I'm saying? Is maybe they're putting up all these ideas, like Miles is telling Hurley, like, it's fact, but actually what they're going to show us is that they're wrong. All their theories are wrong of what's going to happen.
Well, it's entirely possible. But we know that Daniel has screwed around with time, and so has his mother.
Right, that's true. So we know at least this much, that he said you can't change anything that's happened, but he's actually talked to someone and changed something.
Yeah, exactly. You talked to Desmond.
Right, but then Miles would say, but you always did that. That's the reason that happened in the first place, because you went back in time and talked to him, and it's just like, my brain is going to explode. I can't think about this. You know,
and then
they
went crazy and created a separate 1985 timeline where Biff Tannen's rich. And
right, because you always think about, even before the other Back to the Future was made, the first one, the part where Marty comes back and sees himself, and he sees himself get shot, and then he drives away in the DeLorean, and then he yeah. goes down, and he's like, Doc, and he wakes up, and he's like, I followed your advice, Marty, I wore a bulletproof. Then I'm thinking, like, and then all this repeats itself, and then Marty comes back again, and then it's just on a loop. I mean, how does that stop?
It doesn't.
It can't.
And then, you know, it's just
you
like...
You create a fracture in time where that just happens over and over again.
Right, it's just like Terminator, you know, Reese came back from the future to impregnate Sarah and have John, and then he's not even born yet, so then when that time comes, you know, it's just like you start thinking about the time loops and stuff. That's really confusing.
Yeah. But,
and so basically, here's what I'm getting. The reason that it was their destiny to come back to the island is because...
It was your density.
Because, yeah, it was their density to come back to the island. Is because they had to in order to go back in time and cause the events that are happening now. So they always came back and went. So they had to, and they would have no matter what. And my brain is starting to hurt. So,
so they're getting tired head, and that's not a good thing.
They'll have to time travel once again to go back to the future.
I guess, but I mean,
but then they're going to end up in the Old West.
But how do we know whatever happens to them? That's the thing. We don't. Know if they'll ever go back.
It might wind up one of those things where you, when they end this, you finish the story.
Oh, God, please no.
Oh, my God. You know how many people would be so pissed off if they pulled that?
Yeah. But,
like, not the Sopranos again!
They go back to, all the way to the beginning where the plane goes to crash and it doesn't.
It just goes to black, plane, don't stop believing. What? What the hell?
Son of a bitch!
Those bastards, they got me again! Damn you! No, I think they definitely have an interesting ending, and it is that Lost is a game, Steven. I think we all know that's the ending. Because even, did you see the scenes of next week? Ben goes, I cheated. He entered a cheat code into the game, Bill. That's what he did.
Up, up, down, down, left.
Awesome. All right, let's do some news, Bill. What do you say?
Let's do it.
I was going to say something else, but I forgot. But
I'm going to crack a pop open.
You know what? I couldn't wait, Bill, to see if Desmond kills Desmond. I mean, Desmond. If Ben
kills Desmond, holy shit.
If Ben kills Desmond or he kills Penny or something, it's going to be horrible, whatever it is.
Like,
oh, and didn't you love the last shot where he wakes up and Locke is sitting there in front of him?
Yeah.
He just has that smile on his face. He's just, what the?
Finally, Locke has owned Ben.
Yeah.
Ben was just like, oh.
Well, John, what are you doing here?
Welcome back to the land of the living, Ben.
And you know what? We didn't get any Redzinski this week. How nice was that?
Oh, that was so great.
We got Uncle Rico.
But
Uncle Rico.
You know what?
Now we're going to get more Redzinski, though. From what I understand, that whole storyline isn't done yet.
Oh, definitely not. But you know what? I almost got the sense that Uncle Rico, he felt bad about what a bad father he was. If Ben could just get through this, he would change. If Jack would just go in there and help him and save his life, he would change as a father. But instead, all this other stuff happens. And
again, Jack causes more shit to go down.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not going to interfere anymore. And then he makes it worse. He's just a damned character.
He is an idiot.
Let's check out what's in the news. No, that's not how I do it, Bill. Let's do the news. There we go.
In your buddies.
Huh? All right, Bill, what do we got in the news this week?
Oh.
I'm out of here.
Huh?
Dennis left.
All right. In Hastings, Minnesota, three teenagers have been charged in a shooting that left four guests wounded at a party in Lakeville in a dispute allegedly over a lack of women at a party.
They ain't no ladies here.
Let's see if we can even this up.
For those sausage party.
Let's shoot a couple of fellas and even this up.
Oh, yeah, they even
the odds.
Yeah, I like
that. The charges filed Wednesday indicate the shooting happened after the gunman and his friends refused a refund on their entry fee at the house party.
Oh, they're like, they ain't no ladies here. Give me my cover charge back, bitch.
What are 16-year-olds doing paying... never mind. The 16-year-old who allegedly shot into the side of the mobile home. This was a mobile home house party?
A mobile home house party.
Hukalakahiki, come on, you want to lay me. Pass the point, mahalo. Gung, 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 gung.
Okay, so... Wow. The 16-year-old is charged with second-degree assault. An 18-year-old and 19-year-old are charged with helping him conceal the gun. As they drove away.
Shit, yo, ditch this.
According to the charges, Lakeville police were called to the residence early Sunday. They found a male shot in the forearm, another shot in the thigh, and a third shot in the buttock.
Yikes, in the ass.
Slightly below the ankle.
What happened to my voice there for a second?
More than a dozen adults and teens were present when police arrived. That was a rockin' mobile home party.
If you give me one of those three guys, do you want to be shot in the arm, shot in the leg, or in the ass? Which would be better?
Arm. Forearm.
Because in the ass, you're not going to sit down for a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's either forearm or leg.
I'd rather be able to get around and just have my arm in a sling. I'm going to say arm.
I'm going to go with forearm.
Yeah. Definitely.
Now, which... If you're a lefty... Would it be your left forearm or your right? If it was your right, your left one that you use all the time.
I'm going to say right arm.
Yeah, I'm a righty, so I want my left arm shot.
All right, Bill, if you insist.
All right. McDonald's is not happy.
I love McDonald's.
With the Swedish strip club.
Whoa.
Yeah, McDonald's argues that the sign used to invite patrons to McDragon's Drive-In
striptease bar in Edsvara near Falkoping is far too similar to its own logo and had demanded that it be removed without delay. They have basically lifted the yellow McDonald's logo, turned it red, and put two dots on top of the M's to simulate nipples.
Nice.
Awesome! I love it!
The strip club owner, Dragan Batrick, denied there was any likeness. The sign has nothing to do with McDonald's. It's a breast. It's two breasts with nipples. Anyone can see that.
Your buddies.
When asked about the name McDragon, replied that the Mick is in fact stands for motorcycle and bears no relation to the Mick in McDonald's.
Boom!
That guy's lying.
I'm not Irish. I'm Yugoslav, and I don't sell hamburgers. I sell live striptease, he insists.
Boobs. Boobs. Under the boobs.
This guy, I have a feeling this guy's going to lose his case.
That guy's got a great sense of humor, though. I love that.
He's like, you imagine driving by that, like, holy shit, it's a porn McDonald's.
Yeah.
I wonder what their play place is like.
That's so cool, man.
Are you good?
Now, this is interesting. This guy knows how to party. An army recruit just hours away from leaving for boot camp ended up in handcuffs after an alleged drunken crime spree in Boone County earlier Wednesday morning. According to the police, 19-year-old Christopher Chavez was staying at the Airport Holiday Inn with some fellow recruits in preparation for the morning flight to basic training. Chavez reportedly got into a fight with some other men on the fifth floor of the hotel around 2 a.m. During the course of the argument, he allegedly grabbed a fire extinguisher off the wall, setting off the fire alarms. Police say Chavez then took the fire extinguisher to the nearby mobile gas station with the intention of getting some beer.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Trade you
the- when he discovered the gas station... Oh, when he discovered the gas station closed for the night, he allegedly attempted to break in with the fire extinguisher, but was unsuccessful. When police arrived on the scene, Chavez reportedly became unruly, spitting and cursing at the officers. As a result, police put a spit mask on him before handcuffing him. They have spit masks?
Get the f*** up here, let's f***ing party! The police, let's party,
wonder if it's like
baby.
An old doctor's mask, you know?
It's probably like the Hannibal Lecter mask.
A spit? Yeah, I like that. You know what? Obviously, the cops have been spit on a lot to have that.
Yeah, so they actually created a mask.
It's like, dude,
it.
I am not going to be spit on ever again. Let's invent a mask, okay? Seriously.
So it's not done yet. As police prepared to put the recruit in the back of the cruiser, they say he suddenly collapsed and went into convulsions.
possibly.
Oh.
Yeah. Rescue crews responded and treated him on the scene before police finally took him to jail. He was charged with alcohol intoxication and criminal mischief, currently in Boone County Jail. I wonder if they're going to be sending him to basic training after
all
this.
We're hoping for a peep show.
Ugh. That, like, makes my skin crawl. I think the worst part of that, though, on the Celebrity Apprentice was whenever the next morning they show all three gay guys in bathrobes on the same bed.
Yeah.
Calling for breakfast.
Oh.
In the name of Lorik, Prince of Elves, demon be gone!
The Wizard Master does not like those guys.
We didn't have enough protein last night.
Oh! Dude. And you know what? The guy, she's like, how about you guys have some breakfast? He was like, oh, yeah, we will. Kind of like a dick to her.
Yeah. Gay like, guys are dicks.
Man.
Look at those guys. Wow.
Nice.
All right, Salem, Oregon. Authorities arrested a Salem woman accused of driving 103 miles per hour with her 10-year-old grandson in the car. The driver, 53-year-old Sandra Nardi, reportedly told authorities she was trying to teach her grandson about the dangers of speeding and warned him never to drive the way she was about to.
That's always a good one.
Yeah, officer, I'm just trying to teach my grandson a lesson.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, exactly. Then he'd be like, oh, okay, here's a warning.
Damn.
What is this, Super Troopers? Now, here's another idiot. A Saybrook man apparently goaded his stepbrother into shooting him in the leg Sunday so he could learn what it feels like.
Oh, that's always good.
He chose his leg. Why not his arm?
Have you guys ever wondered what it's like to be shot?
He wasn't shot like us and didn't think it through.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've never wondered what it feels like to be shot.
Steven, I've wondered this. Here's a gun.
Oh!
Oh, I sounded like a girl when I got shot.
Eric B. Fortune Jr. filed a false report with the Ashtabula Police Department stating he was shot in the leg by an unknown assailant. You idiot.
I'm sorry. I can't allow it.
His name is Eric B. Fortune?
Yeah, Eric B. Fortune Jr.
Wow.
So he was issued a minor misdemeanor summons for the falsification charge.
Wow, that kid needs to be bitch slapped, seriously.
I know.
Spit off!
And now he's, they're saying that he had been smoking marijuana.
What? Okay. This is just shocking. This
During
behavior.
The night, and had always wanted to know what it felt like to be shot by a gun. Now that I can believe.
I guess it, dude. You know what I always wondered? What, dude? It's like to be shot. Dude, I got a gun. Really, dude? Dude, let's try it, man. Why not, dude? Quit calling me dude. All right, man.
All right.
Dude.
All right. Oh, really?
Dude, you shot me.
Dude, what are you doing? You said you wanted to be shot. I said that out loud, dude.
I said I wondered what it felt like. Not that I wanted to be shot, man.
It's like, can I wonder rhetorically? Do you mind? I don't need to know.
We're just playing a stupid video game, man.
It's like, no, dude. Here. I'll show you what it's like.
Once, man.
Dude, what the hell, man? All my knickknacks are breaking, dude.
You just shot all my legs off.
Nice.
I want to make sure I got it because I can see a bunch of legs.
You know what Clark would tell this guy?
Two, man.
Don't be a martyr.
Don't be a martyr, man. I'm not going to shoot you. Thousand martyr, dude. Give me another hit. All right, Bill, what else we got?
All right. This one out of where I live, Columbus, Ohio.
Nice.
A Franklin County Sheriff's deputy accused of tampering with an inmate's food at the downtown jail faces criminal charges.
Hi. I'm in Delaware.
No, in Ohio. Oh,
Ohio. But it's not much different. Joseph Cantwell, 37, is charged with misdemeanor counts of dereliction of duty, disorderly conduct, and health code violations. The inmate alleges that Cartwell and another deputy brought a bologna sandwich to his cell to eat on March 13th. As soon as he had finished eating the sandwich, Deputy Cantwell turned to him, took out his cell phone, on which he displayed a photo of another inmate in the jail with his penis on the bologna sandwich.
Oh, dude! Oh!
Dude, you just ate dick bologna.
Oh!
A little bit of pressure.
Ow!
Oh, no!
Oh, that sucks.
Hey, why did he do that? The guy's an asshole.
Anyone for penis?
Oh, dude.
Okay.
Breaking my heart.
An Australian man who pimped a 16-year-old schoolgirl paid her with chicken nuggets for having sex with men.
Oh, that's sick. What the hell?
I think that's genius.
How old was the person?
16.
Jesus.
No, the other guy. The guy who pimped.
Oh, the other guy was 27.
No, I wanted to know how old the girl was. That's sick.
So this girl was his girlfriend.
He pimped her out for chicken nuggets? Was she really hungry?
I guess so. She loved chicken nuggets.
Oh, my God.
His 16-year-old girlfriend and Ronald Vikash Gardner, 27. Yeah, there's a freaking name. Devised a plan to prostitute a teenage girl so they could afford the weekly $1,000 rent on a serviced inner Brisbane apartment.
Yikes.
The court was told the girl made $4,500 for having sex with five middle-aged men in June last year. Gander and his girlfriend used the money for living expenses and paid the girl nothing except for the occasional box of chicken nuggets. I wonder if they were McDonald's nuggets.
Yeah. What if he gave her a place to live?
No, they're at that place with the red M.
With the red M and the nipples on top. The court was told Gardner's girlfriend, who cannot be named, threatened the student who had run away from home with eviction if she didn't continue having sex with clients to earn her keep. The girl was used as if she was a piece of meat, and your conduct can properly be described as that of a sleaze merchant, the judge told Ronald Vikash Gander. So, I guess there's, you know, maybe that's an idea. We need money. We could always pay girls with nuggets to, you know, we could be pimps like that, I think.
That's not right.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of things that aren't right in the world. I mean, hell, if they're willing to just to do it for chicken nuggets, that's, you know, that's a get.
At least trick it up. I mean, why would you always want
chicken nuggets? Well, maybe they got, like, some Tyson nuggets for
wouldn't you want
a
hamburger or some pizza every once in a while?
Maybe she wants, you know, maybe she got a chicken sandwich from Burger King one time.
I'm out of here.
Wow.
And that's news for this week.
Wow. Thanks, Bill.
Dick Baloney.
Thanks for doing the news this week.
I'm sorry. Well, I can't allow it.
Oh. Sorry. He's not going to allow the news.
It's okay.
10 cc's of China White speedballing with pure flake.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's our cue for DVDs. Ow!
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs! 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 HD! Blu-ray! Standard definition! DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah! The DVDs!
Shoot me. Please. Please.
Hey, yes. Sing yourself that thing.
Hey.
Shoot me in the leg, man.
And Bill, this week you're doing the DVDs from where?
In New York.
Right?
No, but...
Oh.
I can think I am.
Oh, I know where you're doing it from.
Delaware.
Yep.
Hi. I'm in Delaware.
All right, Bill, what DVDs do we... Oh, and I wanted to ask you first, before we get to the DVDs, why were you angry at the chat room? What happened?
They're just being, you know, chatty in the chat room.
Chatting in the chat room? What?
Yes.
How dare they?
Yeah. No, I'm just, you know, I get annoyed. Like, I try to do the show, but then I look in there and I get, you know.
You get distracted?
I get distracted, yes. Thank you.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can't look because I can't start reading what they're talking about because I just got to do the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll just let them enjoy the show without talking.
Look at those guys. Wow.
But we do appreciate everyone being in the chat room. Thanks, guys. All right, Bill, what DVDs do we have this week?
All right, let me get the date. I forgot to write it down. DVDs for Tuesday, April 7th, 2009. Holy crap. Wow, time flies. Starting off with Adam Sandler's Bedtime Stories on DVD and Blu-ray. Yeah, really.
Was that he's telling his kids a incredible story and they show
yeah,
it happen?
His, not it's his cute. Kids. It was
his sister's kids.
Why did I need to know that?
Because wow. Stevens, he likes to get specific on the Sandler yes. movies. You can't misrepresent them.
Is it a kids movie? Basically,
yeah, it's is. It's a kids movie, I'm sure.
anybody 6 and under will enjoy the hell out
maybe
of it.
Maybe my daughter will like it. We can. No, I'm not going to get that for her.
Yeah, you don't want to subject her to Sandler that early.
Sandler? You're right.
It's like the Conficker virus.
Yikes.
The Sandler virus.
I'm very scared of that. It's all over the news, Bill.
It's the end of the world.
It is. The Conficker. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to destroy the world, Steven.
Didn't do my computer.
Oh, got the Saeeds.
That's what you think, laugh.
Yeah.
Well, I already scanned my computer.
Oh, my God! Saeed created it! I knew it!
He's such an angry Arab.
All right, Bill. What DVDs do we have?
All right, moving on. Beverly Hills 90210, the 7th season.
Good Lord, man. 7th? I don't even know who was on the show at that point.
I have no idea.
Had Jason Priestley left yet?
I think and probably Kelly.
Did Jason Priestley like, dude, I'm quitting this show. I'm going to start a career doing movies.
No, it looks like he was still there.
Huh, good for him. He didn't quit till later. Why does it always seem like it usually happens that way? I mean, it's not for George Clooney. It's some people, but they quit a show to start a career and then it just doesn't happen.
It looks like on the cover, Tori Spelling, Brian Austin Green. It looks like by the 7th season, Shannon Doherty was gone and they added Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
I just have to listen to myself.
All right, moving on. The Day the Earth Stood Still, DVD and Blu-ray, the Keanu Reeves remake. What I think is cool, though, is that they're including the original on this for people that actually want to watch a good movie.
Awesome. That is cool. Now, how was the remake? I don't even know. Was it decent?
It was painful.
Was it just okay? Or was it
you know what? It could have been much better if they would have tightened the script a little bit and didn't hire Will Smith's son.
Will Smith's son is in that? What does he play?
Yeah, Jaden Smith. He's the kid that hangs around with Klaatu.
Klaatu Barada Nikto.
Nick.
Yeah. Necktie. Noodle. Necktie. You know, I remember seeing the original as a kid and being bored, but it's not really a kid's movie.
No, it's not.
You should watch a Sandler movie if you want that.
I always liked the original. I don't know. There's just something cool about it.
It is. The big robot, Gort, is really
Gort.
Cool.
Yes. It has a really good cast. It's just sad that it wasn't as good as it could have been.
Right. It's got Keanu in it, so we got to check it out, right?
Well, it's got Coach Taylor in it, too, though.
Coach Taylor? Oh, yeah. And also it has...
John Hamm from Mad Men.
That's right. So they got some good actors in it.
Yeah.
And who was the girl?
Kathy Bates is in it.
And Stick Girl is in it, too. Right?
What? That poor girl, Jennifer Connelly, man, she used to be so voluptuous. And...
Stick Girl. That's what I call her.
Oh, now she's Stick Girl, yeah.
She could slide under a door, Steven.
That's sad.
Very sad.
All right, moving on. Deadliest Catch, Season 4. Awesome.
You know, there was a time where I did watch the show all the time.
I don't watch it when it comes on. I watch it when it's on at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they show marathons. That's when I watch it.
No, it's like there's nothing ever on, and I always go to Discovery around 2 in the morning because they always have like the Deadliest Catch or what else? You know, just their stupid shows.
There was
Ice Road Truckers.
Why does everyone on those boats? I know they have a very shitty job, but they make good money at it when they're getting good stuff. Everyone's so friggin' cranky on those shows, aren't they?
Yeah, well, because they're up like 2 and 3 days at a time.
I know why they are. It's just dude, everyone.
Why would you ever want to watch a bunch of cranky bastards?
Yeah, it's like after you're watching a while, it's like, God, all these people are assholes. I'm just going to watch something else. I got to watch Romper Room or something where the lady's real nice, you know?
But yeah, and she can look in a mirror and say that she sees me.
Did you guys ever see this one? One of the guys on one of the boats keeps banging the shit out of his hand and one of his fingers is just
ballooned.
Oh, God,
don't even mention it because I'm going to puke.
He takes a red hot needle and pokes it and all the pus comes out. Dude, I think that was the last episode I've seen. I was like, dude,
game
nasty.
Over, dude.
Ah, no, that's not what it was like. It was just like, it just like built up, you know?
Yeah, I saw that one. That was bad.
And they were like, dude, you need to poke it. You need to get that stuff out of there. I would have been like, screw you, man. Ah.
All right.
Yeah, that was more like it was.
Next DVD. Ugh. Donkey Punch.
Huh?
My
yes.
Name, I am the Wizard Master.
It's a British film. A thriller.
Is Michael Caine in it?
Who? What?
Michael Caine?
No. Sorry. Punch the donkey!
I know, seriously. Why would anyone want to do that to a donkey? But what is that referring to? What is a donkey punch? Steven, are you going to tell us? Because I know you want to!
I'm not going
to
say.
Steven, you do. You want to.
Don't
want to
say. Tell us, Steven. Or I'll tell you.
Tell me, Bill. What is it?
No, he asked you.
I know what it is.
What is it, Jason?
It's when you're banging a chick. Right?
Yeah.
And
what's so funny about this, Steven?
Steven, you're so immature.
Yeah.
And then you, no, you don't, not slap. It's a donkey punch, not donkey slap.
Yeah.
Okay, if you've ever seen
Jason explain it, make
there's a, if you want to see a movie with a donkey punch, it's not a porn, it's a U-Turn, the Oliver Stone movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Nick Nolte and Jennifer Lopez, and you'll never be the same after you watch this. Yikes.
You know what's funny is he always gets to screw hot chicks in the movie. Remember that Mulholland? What the hell was that?
Mulholland Drive?
No, it was like
Mulholland Falls.
Mulholland Falls,
yeah. God,
he screws Jennifer Connelly in that, and
yeah.
She just looks amazing.
That movie's a piece of... That movie's not good, by the way.
But he doesn't donkey punch her.
Don't be a martyr.
Yeah.
But anyways, this is a British film. They're in Mediterranean Resort.
And strangely, Nick Nolte's in this! Oh my god!
They overindulge in champagne and ecstasy, and then Nick Nolte donkey punches all.
No! God.
I would not watch that if Nick Nolte raped a bunch of kids and donkey punched them.
Jesus!
That would be frightening. Why is that so funny?
Leave that donkey alone! Oh, God.
That poor donkey.
Oh,
donkey's being abused. I'm going to report you to the ASPCA.
Animal abuse. Animal abuse. That thing could, like, haul all your junk and stuff in your wagon or something. You're treating it like that? God, that's...
Leave the burrow alone.
Shoot me. Please. Please.
Okay.
I'm going to check that movie out, Bill.
Just... Be forewarned, there's no Nick Nolte or donkeys.
Oh,
so I don't want you to be disappointed.
That sucks.
All right, moving on. Doubt. The film with Philip Seymour Hoffman, or as Alan Arkin likes to say, Seymour Philip Hoffman. I'll never forget that. That was the funniest thing ever to me. He's looking right at him during the Oscars. Seymour Philip Hoffman! Like, no!
Have you seen this movie?
Yes, I have.
Is it pretty good?
It is good. I was really shocked. I was sitting down preparing myself to be bored senseless, and it pulled me in.
It looks good to me. I'm interested.
It's very good, and it's on DVD and Blu-ray, so...
Nice.
Throw it on your Netflix, and they'll charge you an extra $3 for it.
Oh, by the way, yeah. It used to be a dollar extra for Blu-ray. They just raised it another dollar. And here's what I want to know. This is what I want to ask Netflix, okay? You keep throwing on dollar charges for people who rent Blu-ray or whatever, but I don't rent standard definition DVDs, so shouldn't that offset the cost?
You know what? They should set up a thing where you just pay for Blu-ray instead of DVD.
And I bet what they say is, yeah, you do, and it's $2 extra.
Yeah, I hate them.
Those bastards.
I hate them, but I will use them. They're like a
Breaking my heart.
I know. I've already paid for a year. That's the thing. You know, I think I talked about this before on the show, where I get like a whole year in advance, get a gift card. You don't have to worry about monthly charges, Steven. It's paid for. But they don't let you do that with Blu-ray charges. They make you pay $1 a month, which is stupid. Now I'm paying $2 a month. Let me put it more like this. Say I bought my dad, I got you Netflix for a year. Oh, they have Blu-rays? I have a Blu-ray player. Yeah, but you're going to have to pay that yourself, Dad.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay him an extra $12. Sorry.
It's like, no, can't you just pay that in advance? No, they don't let you do that, Dad. Sorry. I'll give you the $2 for each month out of the year now if you want. It's just stupid. They need to do that. They need to fix that.
They're assholes.
Exactly.
All right, moving on. Max Fleischer's Superman, 1941 to 42. This is 17 of the animated theatrical shorts.
It's such cool animation. It really is.
It's so cool to think that they actually showed these in theaters. You know, they're just so cool.
The animation's got so much character. It's not cheap looking or anything. It's really cool.
Yeah, I remember watching these as a kid because my dad liked them, and then he showed them to me when I was a little kid on VHS, and it's just cool to have these now, so I'm definitely going to pick this up. No, not that animation.
It's not Super Friends. Super Friends had shitty animation.
Super Friends is terrible.
Wow.
All right, moving on. No Country for Old Men, 3-disc collector's edition, DVD and Blu-ray.
I thought you were going to say No Country for Old Men 3. And I was like, yeah, when did the second one come out?
Holy he's shit. Back.
Yeah, he's back. Wow, what does it have on this 3-disc set?
Well, this is the set that everybody wanted, but nobody got. So, you know, they released that bare bones version. And now
you
it's
know what?
Like
I have that. I got it for one of the, either my birthday or Christmas or something.
Yeah, so now they have, Making of, Working with the Coens featurette, Diary of a County Sheriff featurette, Josh Brolin's Unauthorized Behind the Scenes, Q&A with Joel and Ethan Coen, Roger Deakins, the sound and production design crew. It's basically how to make a movie.
Wow, what more could you want?
Well, we were hoping for a peep show.
Oh, well. So that's not on here, but you do get a digital copy.
A digital copy. Nice! Which I've never done anything with, by the way. Digital copy.
Yeah, I get mine, and then there's that little flyer in there with the code on it, so that you can, if you ever use it, you need to input the code. I always throw those away, because I'm never going to use a digital copy.
It's a good coaster, you know?
That's an idea. I should start using it for that.
Or you could, put fishing string and just have a bunch of DVDs spinning.
I'm going to hang them from my rearview mirror.
Yeah, I've seen that. Uh-huh. Good Lord.
I know. I always go, what the hell? How do people drive? What if the sun catches that sucker?
I'm blind! All right, but what other DVDs do we have?
Moving on, we have The Tale of Despero on DVD and Blu-ray.
Wonderful Despero. And this was actually, what country did this come out first?
What?
Wasn't it in another language before it came here and they had...
No, I think that's a different one, I think.
Oh, I thought Despero came out first in
France
or something like that.
You might be right, I'm not sure.
I was thinking that like it was released in a foreign language, but they came, studio bought it and whatever. I don't know.
That's entirely possible. I forget.
And Sigourney Weaver narrates it instead of Richard Attenborough.
What the hell's that guy's name?
Richard Attenborough.
Yeah. I remember getting that Planet Earth on HDDVD, and I was like, that's not Sigourney Weaver.
What the hell? But I like Despero. I thought it was pretty cool. It's about a mouse who's different than the other mice. He's not afraid of anything. And I thought that was really cool.
I'm going to throw it on my Netflix queue because...
I mean, it's got a really beautiful animation. It's like a painting. It doesn't look like they're not trying to be Pixar or even DreamWorks style. It's got its own style, and it's really cool. What did you think
of it,
Steven?
God forbid people, make their own type of animated film.
And I like the character of Despero, and Matthew Broderick does the voice for him, I think.
Right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's I liked it.
Does he happen to kill anyone in an accident in Ireland in the movie?
No, but he does steal Cameron's dad's car.
Oh, okay. Now, this is my choice for Blu-ray of the week. Warner Brothers is releasing some catalog titles on Blu-ray finally. And I'm picking this one up the moment it comes out. I'll be standing at the door waiting for the Best Buy to open. Tango and Cash.
Oh, yeah, buddy!
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Hey, Cameron, come on. You gotta love... No. There's this great scene in this movie with Terry Hatcher. And she's in, like, a foil bikini playing synth drums on a stage. Why would anyone want to watch this performance? I don't know. But it's... She's like... She's not even playing a song, but she's, like, in a bikini, a foil space bikini, Jiffy Pop.
It's performance art.
Yeah, and her brother is Sylvester Sloan Wright, and she thinks that... Kurt Russell and his mullet is totally hot.
Well, doesn't everybody?
The only reason to watch this movie, though, is Robert Zadar in the prison scene. Remember that?
That's right.
And they even make a joke about his jaw. Look at the jaw on this guy. When I watch that, I think the same thing every time. That's going to hurt his feelings. The actor.
They asked him where he hides his nuts.
Where does he keep his nuts? But it, also, you know
such
what I wonder?
Little jaw.
He's got such a little jaw.
Yeah, he's thinking just the opposite.
They wanted to cast a thug. Robert Zadar walks in. They go, "I've got a line of dialogue I need to put in the script. Look at the size of this guy's jaw.
Perfect.
This guy's a genius."
Wait, no, we already had this line in the script. And he goes, yeah.
Perfect! Oh my god, this is like fate. The stars have aligned. Look at this guy. Hey, we're going to put a casting call. If you can find any thug with a gigantic jaw, and the guy walks in, they're like, "Oh, you've done a great casting job." Can I just say that? Wow. Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Hey. Hey, it's Sylvester Stallone. You know what? There's a part in this movie that...
It could have worked reverse, too. They could have found a guy with a little tiny jaw.
There's such a pointless scene in this movie. Every time I see it on cable, I'm just like, why did this not get edited out of the movie? It's when Jack Palance, he's talking about what he's going to do to Tango and Cash. And he's got this gigantic maze table.
Yes.
That was built for this scene because it was written in the script, and he puts the mouse, which is Tango, and the mouse, which is Cash, into the maze. Do you guys remember this? The scene is going on forever. He's talking. The bad guys are watching, and I don't even remember what happens to the mice, and the scene goes on forever, and it's just pointless, and then it's over, and you're like, what the hell was that?
Yeah. I was waiting for him to do one-arm push-ups.
Yeah, exactly. And then when they... Jack Palance is a bad guy. When they kill him, it's like, leave that old man alone.
I felt bad for him.
You're hurting that geriatric bastard.
But he has dementia. Leave him alone. He doesn't know
what
he's doing.
Leave Curly alone.
Put him in this in a home.
He hasn't yet discovered what that one thing is.
I've got to see Tangled Cash on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I'm excited to get it because I mean, it's terrible, but it's classic
what
terrible.
What city does that movie take place in?
I have no idea.
In New York!
No, I think it's L.A.
You know, and this it was produced by Peter Goober, who is notorious.
Giant robot spiders and... doesn't he have that show on NBC?
Yeah, that shootout.
Here they are right here. Boom. Out the ass. Cookies, out the ass. You want some cookies? What is what?
Out the ass, buddy.
Boom. Out the ass.
Cookies. He had to run a restaurant. Boom, out the ass. Here's your dinner.
That's the name of the restaurant. Boom, out the ass.
Hello, everybody. Like, oh, welcome to Boom, out the ass. Where did specials are. Yeah.
Where did my entree come from again? Boom, out the ass. Whose ass did my burrito come out of?
Boom's.
The pickup window could be a gigantic ass.
Boom, out the giant fiberglass ass over there.
Came out the ass.
Boom at the ass. Exactly.
All right.
That's such a brilliant idea, Rodman. I just got to tell you.
And you could go in through a gigantic ass. And then whenever you leave, people go, boom, at the ass. All right. Last DVD, Yes Man, special edition. Jim Carrey's feeble attempt at recapturing his comedy gold.
Yeah, let's do Liar Liar again.
Yeah. Which was on the other night and is terrible to watch.
Yeah.
Terrible. I'll never forget. I saw it in the theater and I like was slumped in the seat, ashamed that I was actually watching it in the theater.
You're in the dark, but you're like, I don't want anyone to see me in there.
Yeah, I know. It's just like the scene where he's like chasing the plane on top of the thing that offloads the plane. I just,
he walks up the edge and just falls.
I just, oh man. Bad, bad, bad.
Or is that in Dumber and Dumber? No, that's in Liar Liar.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is on DVD and Blu-ray.
Wow.
And I'll pass, thanks.
Okay, well, can't wait to pick that up. He hasn't made a movie I've wanted to see in a long time.
I know, isn't that funny? I think the last thing I wanted to see that he was in was Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Yeah,
About 23.
I like that. No, I never saw that. But I like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I don't remember. What was 23?
He was obsessed with the number 23.
Oh, that number Joel Schumacher movie. Hell, no thanks.
He's obsessed with the
number
23.
No, I just was like just thinking of something lately.
It's got Joel Schumacher's name on it, beware.
Okay, well, I want your nipples to show through this shirt. Okay. It's like, Joel, why? What does that have to do with...
Because I'm gay and I love nipples.
Okay. At least you're honest, you know?
I think the last good movie Joel Schumacher did was that Tigerland. Then again, I liked Veronica Guerin.
I liked Tigerland. I thought that was a good movie.
Yeah, I'm saying Tigerland was probably his last good movie.
You know what? I want to see Once Bitten again because of last week. Jim Carrey movie, I want to see that.
Back to the show!
Oh, my God.
I put it on my Netflix queue, but it was actually a long wait.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what happened, Bill. Okay, yes, Fags in the Show. Okay. As people heard that last week on the show, and they all rented it.
Yeah.
And Netflix only has one copy.
I think you're right.
Once Bitten, shit.
Who the hell would ever want more than one copy of Once Bitten?
There's some guy at the warehouse. Well, damn, I know we got a Once Bitten around here somewhere. Hold on, I'm going to go look.
It's rented
out. Yeah, he's checking in the back. He's looking to see if we got Once Bitten back there. Hold on.
Behind the filing cabinet.
Jason Wallstrom hasn't returned yet.
He's had that for like 3 years. And unfortunately, we don't have late charges, so he can just keep it, I guess. As long as he keeps paying. But we're getting his $2 a month.
Sucker!
Bastards.
Ooh, breaking my arm.
Oh, get him up! Punch that kid! Little shit! That's spit right! Up. You like to, huh? Spit up what? What the hell are you talking about?
Spit up the speedball.
What is he saying?
He's gotta be burped.
Spit up!
Somebody burp him quick!
Wow.
That stinks!
And that's DVDs for this week, by the way.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs.
You're blowing welcome. In your buddies.
I don't know what that means.
there's nothing blowing anywhere near my buddies. So leave it alone, kid.
Problem.
Oh, Bill, no.
10 cc's of China White speedballing with pure flake. Ah!
Spit off! Slap it out of you.
Here all week, try the veal. And...
Ready,
Good afternoon. This is Brian at the concierge desk. How can I help you?
Well, we were hoping for a peep show.
Ah! Bit off! Yeah, bitch slap those bastards.
You know what? I was just on my computer looking at my email, and my sister, Shannon, emailed me saying she was in the chat room listening to the show.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
She heard
she says that she's the biggest fan, which scares me.
All right. Thanks, Shannon. Thanks for listening live. We appreciate that. Ah! Oh, no.
Bit off!
Oh, sorry about that, Bill. That was Foggy, not me. all right, everybody. That was episode 160 of the show. Can you believe that crap? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
160 episodes of this, and we didn't do a single sex man. We got to make up for it, don't we? Oh, my God. 160 episodes, Bill.
160. I know these are hands.
All I know is this.
My dreams, I am the wizard master.
That's right. In my dreams, I'm the wizard master too. You know what's funny? The part where he's the wizard master in the dream, he's got this big ass collar on his cape. Have you noticed that?
That's the wizard collar.
That's awesome. That shit is tight. But, hey guys, if you'd like to send us an email, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Also send us a voicemail at 1206-202-3491. Also, if you'd like to go to nowheremulberry.com, you can find a link to the forum and Mulberry Old School and listen to all of our old episodes. So I would like to thank everyone for listening. And remember, go to iTunes and review Nowhere in Mulberry. We want to see how many by next week, Bill?
At least 10.
At least 200.
Well, that would be better, but at least 10.
Yeah, at least some, even one. But, see, you want to aim high, and then when it falls lower, you're not too disappointed.
We want to be on that featured podcast list.
Yeah, we do.
We need to be up there with the greatness that is Film Spotting.
We've done 160 episodes. I think we should be featured by now. There are people listening to the House of L podcast. Hey, it might be good, but who does anyone cover Smallville like we do?
How many episodes is there of the House of L?
I don't know, but seriously, no one covers it like we do.
Don't be a martyr.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a martyr or anything like that. Not sure what that means. But we need to cast our demons aside, Steven.
I mean, we've been...
In name of Lorith, Prince of El, demon be gone!
Exactly.
We've been talking about Smallville for a long time.
Sorry, kid. I don't believe in fairy tales.
No! Wizard Master! Oh!
I love that whining.
Oh, God, wait, you can't... Leave me alone, Freddy. Bastard.
You can't hurt me, I'm sex man.
I want to wake up from this dream. Yeah, I got nothing. But my favorite is Taryn, the chick who's like the druggie or whatever, remember?
In my dreams, I'm beautiful. And bad.
And then she doesn't do shit in the movie because Freddy knows she's a druggie and he has the hypodermic needles.
10 cc's of China White, speedballing with pure flake.
Yeah, that's how he kills her, Johnny. And Johnny's in the first Nightmare on Elm Street, too, by the way.
He's got quite a rap sheet.
Yeah, he does. Johnny Depp, man, he's a pimp, yo. Right, Steven?
If you say.
If I say so.
If you say so.
Yeah. Hey, I loved 21 Jump Street. There was this one episode of 21 Jump Street where he's with his girlfriend at a convenience store. She gets killed. He doesn't react in time. He's a cop. That's what he's supposed to do. And there's like this, I think it's like 3 seconds that he could have saved her life. And he becomes obsessed with those 3 seconds. And he keeps timing himself, really? Doing things. Like, I could do this in 3 seconds. I could do this 3 seconds. Why couldn't I draw my gun and save her life in 3 seconds? It's an Emmy-worthy episode of 21 Jump Street. I want you all to go out there and look for it, okay?
And he never gets another girlfriend in the episodes again.
Yeah, I think somebody finally slaps him around and slaps him
out. Stop the madness!
Spit off!
What is he saying there?
We want to know that by next week. Somebody listening.
Spit off!
And he just keeps wailing on the kid. He's like, he slaps him 3 times there. He slaps, he's like, spit up! Slaps him again, and then there's like one to grow on!
Spit off!
Boosh! You can't tell if he's laughing or crying.
He's crying.
He's crying.
Oh, he's crying like a little bitch after Hansen slaps him. I'm trying to remember his name. Thomas Hansen. I got nothing, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Spit up.
But I got to make an announcement. There won't be a show next Friday, Bill.
There won't?
No. Because
bad.
But here's the deal. Should we do a show on Saturday or should we take a week off?
Why not take a week off?
I think we could take a week off and refresh.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Steven was really off his game tonight.
I was napping. I napped too long.
No, today. I'm kidding. I was off my game tonight.
So was I. I'm all dehydrated.
Yeah, it's just like, here's what it is. Here's what's crazy. Last week, working till the last minute, ready to go, all manic and crazy. Tonight, done in time, off my game when the show starts. How is that? What goes on there?
Well, we were excited for, like, the talk about the NBSG, you know.
Yeah, it was weird having, like, because I have a certain amount of clips of shows and having, like, there's something missing. But you know what comes back next week? Fringe!
Yes.
Hell yeah! I'm so ready for Fringe to come back.
That might refresh us.
Yes, we need some Fringe. So we'll decide somewhere during the week if we should take a week off or come back on Saturday. I'm going to shoot for take a week off. Stay at 160 for a little while.
Yeah, let it marinate.
Yeah, maybe by then we'll be featured on iTunes because all of your
there
fantastic
you go. That's
reviews.
Your goal. You get us up to that 200 goal. We'll do
and
the next show.
I don't need anybody to go on iTunes and lie. Just write down why you listen to the show. Seriously. I mean, if Shannon's listening, write because Bill's my brother. You know, that's okay. No.
Yeah.
I'm sure she listens because it's a great show, right, Bill? That's why everyone listens. What's going
on? That's why anybody listens,
what's
right?
What's
she
going
got
on
to participate
in the chat room now,
in
Bill?
It? I just logged back into the chat room. Andy, my friend from high school, is in there. Hey, there's Shannon.
Nice. Hey, Shannon. And I got to say that I don't believe we lost sound at all this week.
No, we didn't.
Because the tip that I got actually, I think, worked, which was when you minimize Firefox... Firefox thinks you're not using it anymore, so it diverts the RAM back to the computer or some kind of stuff like that. So when I'm on Now Live and signed in via Firefox and I minimize it, I guess it doesn't get enough RAM and it cuts off, I guess. So what I need
goes into like a sleep mode kind of?
Yeah, so what I have to do is just keep it open the whole show. And I think that's worked. I've got it in a nice little square where I can see on air at all times. I know if we get signed off or something like that. But I feel like I'm missing something, Bill. What else? There's some kind of announcement I need to make?
Voicemail? Anything?
Yeah, no. We had Eugene, which was great. Let's go ahead and hear that again.
Who run by town?
I just haven't heard Eugene in so long.
Who run by town?
Miss that little guy.
Blast.
Who run by town?
If he would have had a ton reference, I would have been really happy.
Embargo on. That was correct. I love that. That's genius.
One man enter, two man leave. Two man.
So why is Eugene sitting around trying to remember Thunderdome when he decides to call us?
Two man enter, one man leave. I say you've broken the law.
I think he's calling Bill
God
out.
Damn it.
Two men enter, one man leave, Bill.
Ah. You know what Eugene needs?
Ah! Spit off!
Exactly. A nice bitch slap.
What's funny is that's such a geek reference. No one would ever... Like, how many people have actually seen Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
I guess he knows we have, so...
Yeah. Exactly. That's all that matters.
It's the worst of the Mad Max movies. I love Mad Max and The Road Warrior or Mad Max 2. It was called The Road Warrior here. That's why I call it that. So I know there's some purists who aren't from Australia even, and they're like, no, it's Mad Max 2, Jason. It's like, no, dude, you grew up in America. It's Road Warrior, okay? But anyway, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome comes out, and it's just like your mouth is agape the whole movie. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Where the hell did these kids come
what
from?
Remember this? Yeah. What the hell are these little kids?
Tomorrowland?
Tomorrowland.
What are they talking about?
Mrs. Walker! Captain Walker! I love the part when he's like, they're like, and he's like, cut the crap, cut the noise.
Why is Tina Turner in this, and why does she have a guy playing a saxophone?
I love Tun-Tun, though. Tun-Tun, play something.
Play
tragic.
Something.
God, I love. You know what? It's the worst of the movies, but I can always watch it and just be like, what the hell is
this? It's the worst of them, but it's also the most quotable.
I want to know the story. When did Auntie Entity meet Tun-Tun, meet up with this blind sax player in the wasteland, and she was like, you know what, you can live with me and play music for me, you know?
We need that prequel.
Yeah, I want a prequel to Beyond Thunderdome. I want to know how Auntie Entity and Tun-Tun met. And how Iron Bar got his job.
And how
Master and Blaster got together.
Yeah, how Blaster.
Master Blaster, listen to the law! Okay, it's time to end the show. Jesus Christ.
We're delirious at this point.
We start thinking about that stuff.
I need somebody to knock this out. Oh, God! Spit up! Oh, spit up, Steven! You need to spit up, I guess. I don't know what he's asking. But when we come back, guys, I'm going to tell you what that kid's saying. Because I'm going to call that actor. Because I guarantee he's not working anymore. It's like, dude, what were you saying on 21 Jump Street when
he's like,
Johnny Depp slapped the shit out of you? Huh? Seriously. All right, well, anyway.
I wonder if he like tries to call Johnny Depp for a part in
Hey, Johnny,
movie.
Remember me? You slapped the shit out of me on 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Can you put me in the pirate movie?
But I was speedballing Pure Flake.
But, okay, I want to tell you guys, remember, this episode is a game changer, right?
Yeah, it is. Everything changes after this episode.
And, Steven, it's an intervention.
He's obviously got a drinking problem.
I do.
And, Bill?
Yeah?
You have a drug problem.
10 cc's of China White, speedballing with Pure Flake.
That's right.
I do that way too often.
Whoa, you got a comb?
You knew exactly what that was, didn't you?
I sure did. And I have a problem too, but I'm not sure what it is yet.
Don't be a martyr.
Okay, I won't whine about my problems. All right, everybody, see you in 2 weeks.
It's obviously got a drinking problem.
No, that's Steven. What?
10 cc's of China White, speedballing with Pure Flake.
That's what?
I think you got both of them. Both
Thank
of them.
You.
That's right. I'd do it all. Cocktail.
And
hey, didn't we already do that, Bill?
Yeah. Let's just end it.
Yeah. Later.
Pull the lever. Let me end this.
He will be gone.
Nice.
Look at those guys, wow!
Oh no, Dennis is drunk!
We're trying to end the show, Dennis.
Shoot me. Please. Please.
Now this is
podcasting.
Well, we were hoping for a peep show.
Wow. You know what? You smell like a... Look at your ass.
I'm out of here.